We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
All right, here we go.
Here we go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Quiet!
Incoming message.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air?
Best day of my life.
Joni Pepperoni.
Your life by itself. That's enough for a show.
What was her name?
Joni Pepperoni.
Joni Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Joni Pepperoni.
Her name was Joni Pepperoni.
Joni Pepperoni.
Joni Pepperoni.
Wake up.
You want to know an ideal Friday in my world?
Friday. We got a big broadcast to do here.
What are we waiting for? To the airwaves.
One more thing. Oh.
It's showtime.
You keep me guessing.
Joni Pepperoni Radio. Hello. It's Joni Pepperoni Radio.
And I'm Tommy Salami.
And I'm making bacon. Right over here.
Good morning, everybody. It is Friday, February 26th. I'm a little stuffed up. I'm okay. Thank you. I'm okay.
Is that why you weren't at the gym yesterday? Because you were stuffed up?
No, that's called lazy. No, he had parent-teacher conferences.
Oh, that's right.
Oh!
My head! Ouch. Man!
I hope everybody's watching. Oh. Hey, turn the thing on, Steve-O. The video camera's on.
Oh, it's because they reset the computers last night. We usually auto-turns on.
No, we didn't capture that on video. Can you do that again in just a minute, Dex?
Yeah, I can do it again.
Thanks. You can just knock yourself out.
Start over. We're starting the whole thing up. Cut the music. We're going to do the
Rewind.
Whole thing.
My bad. Totally my fault.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to the program. We're the Morning Invasion. It's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. 338-3700. If you'd like to call us, say hello.
Mm.
Hope you had a good week out there.
Hope you did.
Went by fast.
It really did.
It did go by fast.
Really excited to finally get to do some of these stories that, you know, we haven't had a chance to do because we've been so serious.
We've had so much interesting stuff happen.
So serious. You know, we got like more emails on yesterday's show than I think we've ever gotten on a show. So many people just stoked. It was a good show yesterday.
It was good.
It launched our YouTube page.
It did.
We got a YouTube?
It did. We got a YouTube. Morning Invasion on YouTube. Go and subscribe. My son Landon is so funny, and he wants to be a YouTube star so bad.
Just
make him be a YouTube star.
And the other day, he was freaking out because he jumped from like 3 subscribers to 36 subscribers.
Ooh. Wow.
And he was throwing a party, man.
Yeah, he should.
He was freaking out.
That's a big deal.
And then 2 days later, he came up to me, and he looked so devastated and so sad.
Aww.
And he said, "Dad, I only have 16 subscribers now."
Oh,
what happened?
I mean,
if you don't
keep that content fresh and moving, then
the unsubscribe,
you know,
is that how it works?
Yeah.
I don't know how it went from like 36 to now 16. It doesn't.
I don't have a YouTube subscription.
I changed our stuff back.
Oh, good.
Good morning.
If you missed yesterday, you missed a really solid show.
Yeah.
We had this guy named Nick come in. He's working with Deliver Fund. You can get more info at deliverfund.org.
Mm-hmm.
They're working here in the community, and I guess they're also kind of going nationwide, but to really put a stop to human trafficking and stuff like that. And it doesn't hurt that he's like ex-CIA and was awesome. Mm-hmm. With
crazy
stories.
Cooperative.
Yeah. Yes.
Such a good, good interview.
Who's on the phone?
Yeah, hi.
Well, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. I'm a little stuffy.
I could use some donuts.
But I'm okay.
I'm afflicted with poison oak.
I just said donuts and I didn't mean that.
Well, I was going to prescribe the green chili for the stuffiness, but I don't know how that would work for the poison oak.
It won't work.
Just rub the green chili on it.
Oh,
I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
I went to the doctor yesterday. I'll tell more about that adventure in a little bit.
Oh, no.
What can we do for you?
I wanted to comment on yesterday's show with the Italian names.
Yeah,
that was funny.
And I'm probably giving away my age, but I was expecting somebody to call in with Eddie Spaghetti.
Oh.
Eddie Spaghetti.
Well, it's been done.
Oh
darn.
That's Eddie funny. Spaghetti.
Thank you for calling.
I blew it.
I have no idea how old you are.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, we're looking up Eddie Spaghetti.
We love you.
Okay, y'all have a good day.
So you too.
Silver City.
Hey, Silver
Happy
City.
Happy Friday.
Silver City.
Steve-O's mom's from Silver City.
She Yay. Really is. She was born in Silver City.
Let's see. This morning. You know, because I book incredible interviews.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say...
Interview more.
Yeah! Okay. Awesome! All right.
How many points do I get for yesterday? Because I booked yesterday's show.
Hang on.
Come on.
Now, they called us.
That Amore
doesn't
didn't.
Count.
I started talking about it, and I mentioned
Amore. Well, then you
get
1 point.
I get Amore, and then they called us because we were talking about it because... I mentioned the slavery day, and I mentioned Amore Sierra.
You didn't even want to do it.
Oh my God. You
were like, slavery day or whatever it is. I don't want to draw a stupid X in my hand. This doesn't even count. This doesn't do anything.
We'll give you one.
One point.
How many points do I get for Jermaine Dupri?
That's a negative.
What?
That's a negative point.
So many people talking about that interview. Changing lives.
Who is so many? Are you talking about Blair?
Yes, just Blair.
One person.
At the gym.
She's
Blair
from
at the
Mobile,
gym.
Alabama. That's,
Blair at the gym.
That's three quarters of a person.
Rude Dog liked it. They were
okay, people liked it because of how we set the interview up.
Yeah.
Because we were honest with everybody on
how
we all put together.
People liked it because I wasn't here.
Because it made great radio.
So to me, it doesn't even count. So Dex is the one that's got to give you points for that.
Mm-hmm.
Interview wars. Interview wars.
Okay.
Little effect on there.
Man, this is awesome.
Yeah, I'm definitely in the lead.
What?
Interview
Whoa.
Wars.
How are you in the lead? Who have you actually had on the show that we've interviewed?
You really want? You want to?
Yeah.
You want? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think I'm having a stroke right now.
Since we
don't do that.
Don't do that. It's just Bell's palsy.
Let's see. Theo from Sons of Anarchy.
We weren't in a war
the
yet.
New Marvel.
But that counts as three because we all like that dude's work.
Yes.
No.
That's 3 points.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't count because we weren't in a war yet. It didn't. The war didn't start until. How's this? No points for Jermaine because those two interviews started the booking war. All right.
Okay.
So I'm fine with that.
All right.
So far,
Theo,
it's 1-0.
You can't count Jermaine.
It's 1-0 me.
And also, here's another stipulation: if it's a recurring guest like Josette today from Swarf, doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
That's funny.
But I'm gonna.
I'm only getting dogs adopted and doing great things in the community, helping to end slavery.
If you
no,
could,
but tell me your stupid entertainment guest today.
You know what? If you could interview a dog and that dog would talk, then it would count. That was close.
Oh man, the dog saying
have,
this bit is rough.
I will be taking the lead today.
Okay.
On Interview Wars.
All right.
Because today,
Interview Wars.
Is that Gentry?
Astronaut Gene Cernan.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Will be joining us. He was the last man on the moon back in 1972.
Okay.
That was the last time we set foot on the moon, and he was the last person to put his footprints.
And just like most of the American populace concerning the whole space program, I forgot we had that.
Dude.
I'm really excited about it.
Me so too. here's some stipulations. So good interview, a point, right?
Okay.
Is it just 1 point?
Yes.
One point for a good interview?
Look, if you can get somebody from a Marvel movie.
Bonus points?
2 points.
You know what? Teo, why don't you type something up like points? Come up with a little system. Steve-O and I have to stay out of it.
I say if a guest bails, negative points because we totally like tease it. We get excited. So when the astronaut bails today, negative points.
When he bails today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Negative point. Yeah.
I don't know, man. He's
87
years
old.
He's an older guy, and he's probably really good at keeping his appointments.
Doesn't even remember that he went to the moon.
Yeah. And coming up after 7, TJ Storm.
Yes. Tell us who TJ Storm is.
He's a motion capture actor.
Ooh.
He's done many films, Godzilla, Star Trek, Deadpool. Yeah. Tron.
Wait, he was Avatar. Colossus in Deadpool.
I'm going to give you half of an extra point for that because he was in Deadpool.
Thank you
and
very
that's,
much.
That's kind of Marvel.
Interview Wars.
Okay, but he looks like Milli Vanilli.
That's okay.
He is
okay.
Milli Vanilli.
You know what,
he
though?
Was in Punisher Warzone! Oh, no!
That's another half a point because that kind of counts too.
Man, I'm going to be racking up the points today.
It's true.
So that's who I have booked on the show today.
Did you guys see, speaking of Marvel, that they officially announced who's playing Iron Fist in the Netflix series?
Who? Yeah.
It's this guy from Game of Thrones. His name's Finn Jones. Finn. And I've seen him before, but I've never seen Game of Thrones, so it wasn't in that.
Where is he?
Show his face, Internet!
Where's his face?
The Internet refuses to show his face.
Finn, that sounds familiar.
Finn. This is him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
He's playing Iron Fist, Danny Rand. And Danny Rand and Luke Cage eventually get to be big, begrudging buddies, and they form the Heroes for Hire. And Jessica Jones helps them out, and Daredevil kind of circles.
That's cool.
It's going to be neat.
This guy that we're interviewing today, TJ Storm, is going to be in the new Kickboxer Vengeance film. Is there negative points for that?
Yes, there's a lot of negative points for that.
He was also, he's a voice actor, though. He's the voice of Birdie in Street Fighter V, the brand new Street Fighter that just came out.
Oh,
that's cool.
The video game?
Yeah. He's got a lot of voice credits in video games. Tekken. Dude. Codename Steam.
He's the real deal, man.
Codename Steam. What is that?
He is the real deal.
He was in Battlefield Hardline. I played that.
Man, can we ask him why they decided to make a first-person view shooter whatever movie that looks horrible, makes you want to throw up?
Yeah. Okay, before we tease some other things happening on the show. Didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday. There's a mysterious noise waking people up in Oregon. An unexplained high-pitched tone has kept residents of a Portland suburb awake at night for at least a week. Police, firefighters, they can't pinpoint the source. They have no idea what's going on, what the noise is.
That's awesome!
That's the noise in the neighborhood.
But I know what that is. This is the chagrined flautist that performed on the theme to Titanic. And he lives up there now, and he's like, you know what? My royalty checks suck now because of Spotify. So you know what I'm going to do? This!
You might be right.
He's like, your heart goes on, I'll show you.
Oh, man.
This sound goes on and on and on and on and on forever.
I don't think that's...
That's exactly what
that's
it is.
That's unexplained.
Ask the scientists.
Pretty sure it's not.
Ask them.
Here's some of the neighbors talking about the noise.
Neighbors in this Forest Grove neighborhood have no idea what this mystery sound is, but they agree on three things.
What?
It's loud, obnoxious, and they want it to stop.
No!
The tone is very high, so it gets to a point where it really affects your hearing.
Paula Lynch can't figure out what the sound is.
It's hard to identify what angle it's coming from because it just kind of encompasses the area.
She's heard it 5 times. Her neighbor has heard it 3 times.
What?
And they both say it's happening during the day and into the evening.
Guys.
Paula posted a recording she made and threw it up on Facebook. It's been shared repeatedly.
Why would
the
you
fire
throw
department
up on the
thought
internet?
It,
what?
Why would you throw up on the internet?
This is serious stuff, Tim.
This is not serious
stuff. Okay, because it's not happening in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, let's bring that up. Where is it happening? Where is this going on?
Oregon.
Who cares?
Forest Grove, Oregon. Can you imagine that noise? Just
everybody there
every
is
day.
Extremely high all the time now.
That's true.
Because it's legal. You know what this is?
That's true.
This is probably just somebody whistling. Listen to that. It's kind of beautiful.
That's annoying.
No, you know what that is? That's an alien.
I feel like maybe the wind's blowing and there's something that's rubbing up against something and it's making that high-pitched noise. I don't know.
Are they in the same neighborhood?
Yeah, it's everybody in the neighborhood. The residents.
It's one specific neighborhood in Forest Grove, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. It's unexplained. Sign of the times is what I say.
What?
What?
weird
sign of the times.
Sound in Oregon.
We'll
Steve-o,
keep you updated.
What do you think it is?
We'll keep you updated on what it is.
We
in
lost
the future.
Steve-o. He's over there looking up pictures of.
I think it's this guy that we're interviewing's career.
Oh,
you
boy.
Cannot give me grief
what?
For booking Jermaine Dupri, who is the CEO of So Def Records, when you booked this guy, who you mentioned how he was in Godzilla, and he was in, you know what you didn't say, Avatar.
I like
and
Avatar.
Star Trek.
Oh, I said that.
That's because they're all uncredited. He's like, it's like Teo trying to book interviews Teo. As guy from Independence Day 2.
It's true. I'm just
he was
an
just
extra.
An extra?
He played Colonel Korok's mech suit, uncredited. In Star Trek, he was Klingon Agitator, uncredited.
Hey, man.
Come on!
You gotta get the work that you can get.
You can't go back into his early career and
oh,
start
his early,
doing that.
You're using those movies as, like, why he's cool. Uncredited. It doesn't even have Deadpool on his IMDb. Do you know why? Uncredited.
Steve, come on.
You should be relating to this guy because you had an uncredited role in Terminator Salvation. So if anything, this should be your friend.
Man,
he did knocking him down. He did play Magenti in Punisher Warzone. Like he actually had a part.
Yeah,
credited.
He's in like the Martial Arts
actor.
Hall of Fame. So
oh my gosh, really?
Five-time Martial Arts
we
Hall of Fame.
We can ask him karate questions.
Yeah, we can. Yep. We can.
Steve-O, you could ask him about the legitimacy of Dex's karate school.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep digging up dirt on this, you know, TJ Storm.
I don't want to because he holds belts in Araishigyao, Karate, Taekwondo, Ninjutsu, Jiu-Jitsu, and Northern Shaolin Kung
oh, wow.
Fu.
Okay.
So I want to be very kind to him.
He could kill you
he's
through
been,
the phone.
He's in the Hall of Fame of martial arts five times, five
well,
different ways.
Let's talk about Jermaine Dupri's career.
Shall we?
Shall we?
Yeah, let's go back to
yeah.
that.
I'm gonna
crisscross? I'm going to look up, and this is Wikipedia, so it's not the most in-depth analysis, but I'm just going to go to 2010 to present
oh,
and
no.
read what's happening.
That's not fair.
That's exactly what you just did. On October 7th, 2013, he replaced Randy Jackson as Carey's, Mariah Carey's,
fail.
Talent manager.
Yeah, that's awesome!
He later parted ways with her in August 2014.
Fail.
Mariah Carey's talent manager,
here
guys.
You go. In 2015, Jermaine Dupri executive produced alongside Queen Latifah and created a new unscripted reality series called The Rap Game.
Yeah!
The 8-episode series premiered on Lifetime, Steve-O's favorite channel, New Year's Day 2016, following five emerging artists ages 12 to 16 who will be immersed in the Atlanta hip-hop scene yep. in a quest to become the next big rap star.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've taken these little kids and thrown them to the wolves mm-hmm. in the Atlanta rap scene.
Yep.
Dupri was joined by special guests throughout the series like Usher, Ludacris, Da Brat.
Mm-hmm.
Da Brat is still alive? That's
yes,
awesome.
Dude, she's so functified.
And Salento, who yeah. all gave the competitors advice on what it takes to be in the industry.
I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
That's big, dude.
That's not big.
No.
That's huge.
Did you watch it?
No.
Had you ever
Again,
heard about it?
Negative points for Jermaine Dupri.
No!
And we're not counting. Did we say we're counting those interviews or not?
What about the Jermaine? What about the Biggest Loser? Okay. What about the Biggest Loser nutritionist?
Okay.
Yeah. What about that? She hated us.
She hung up on
us. She hung up on us because of you. Now I don't know why she hung up.
So yeah, we'll find out today who's in the lead by the end of the show.
Okay. Interview Wars.
My goodness.
Whiskey Tango, Florida this morning.
Heck yeah.
Oh, you got to do the science behind why we want to eat cute babies
Jay Danger.
And puppies.
Yeah.
Nope.
Just want to eat them.
You can't eat Jay Danger. Hey,
people say that
something.
All the time.
Yesterday I found this story about a rapper who's doing something that no rapper has ever done before.
Ever in the history.
We never got to that place.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that today. Also, do you guys want to see Batman versus Superman?
Yeah, me.
What if
guy.
I told you there was an ultimate ticket?
What?
That's Interview Wars.
I got Ben Affleck.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Cool. Some good news coming up involving a firefighter.
Okay.
Who did a really amazing thing for family.
Mm-hmm.
Also, coming up around 8:30-ish, Josette from Swarf will be in with a dog.
Swarf Wars.
Not just any dog.
Yeah?
His name's Willie.
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 He's a, he's a basset hound, guys. He's going to be the coolest dog.
Okay.
I've also got to talk about this comic book that I got this week. I know that we're not supposed to talk about comic
books. No, we're doing it. We're doing our comic reviews today, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to mention this one thing. It's really cool.
We're doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Will you guys please do some sort of comic thing? Because you guys keep teasing that, oh, we're going to do something, but you don't.
Yes.
It's all talk.
Look, we're going to do our reviews. We've thrown around the idea of doing a separate podcast, just me and Steve-O.
Yeah, just the two of us.
But we don't have time for that now.
We want to go big. We're going to get a YouTube channel. It's going to be great.
Can Landon put us on his YouTube channel?
I'd have to ask him. He's really busy doing a lot of things.
I know he is.
I don't think he has time, but I could ask him.
Just ask
him. I'll see what he says.
Just throw it out there.
Okay, we have to go to break.
What?
It's Friday. Teo's got some news for you. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
The Republican presidential hopefuls debate.
Tornadoes and severe weather raked the East Coast. People were killed in Virginia. Several were hurt.
ISIS threatening Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter's Jack Dorsey online.
Apple files the motion challenging a judge's order to help hack into a terrorist's iPhone.
Rally for a nationwide TV tune-out of the Academy Award ceremony.
SeaWorld admitting it planted a worker in one of the animal rights groups.
Gas rises. AAA's average for regulars close to $1.72 a gallon.
Off the coast of New York City, a Coast Guard vessel flipped.
The number of new claims for unemployment benefits was up by 10,000 last week.
University of Missouri professor suspended after videotaped run-ins with student journalists during protests last year is now fired. Melissa Click has said she regrets her actions.
Hi.
Sup?
636.
High today of 66 degrees.
Nice.
Oh, oh, oh. This little boy, his food was so cute, he just couldn't eat it.
First, take a bite.
It's just too cute. You don't want me to eat.
What should we do with it?
I don't know.
Want me to help you get your first bite?
No, 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 no! It's too cute for me to eat!
Then what are you gonna eat for dinner?
I don't know!
Then what are we gonna do with this?
Mommy, you would never make something for this for me. Because!
It's just too cute to eat, Mom. I can't eat it.
Come on, kiddo.
Too cute. Kids, that's what you use next time when you don't want to eat your veggies. It's just too cute.
Those green beans are so adorable.
Oh, do you have traffic? Do you want to do some traffic?
It's hey, that early. Sounds nice.
It's kind of early, but you know.
No, it's okay.
Here's your traffic update.
Let's see here. Let us find out. Uh-oh. There's a rollover accident, I-25 north at Jefferson. That's right over there. A rollover accident. What are you laughing at? What rollover accident.
No, I'm not laughing at that, I promise.
Why are you laughing at that accident?
What'd I do?
He's laughing at a tweet.
Yeah, I am.
Ooh, don't laugh at Twitter. It was an ill-timed laugh, friend.
Yeah, it was. I apologize.
Anyway, yeah, rollover accident, I-25 north at Jefferson. So maybe avoid it, because it's probably going to stack up. It just happened 5 minutes ago.
Man.
So if you're northbound on 25... maybe go ahead and veer off before the Jefferson Street exit. Anyway, that's your look at traffic.
Brought to you by Solomon's Porch. Located right here, Calvary Campus. They have great coffee.
They really do. I can't wait. 7 o'clock, they open. 20 minutes, guys.
Y'all need to drink the mud that I made this morning.
You made mud?
This stuff is like a coffee syrup.
Ugh.
But here's why. Here's why, everyone. Ugh. Sometimes... I don't put anything in it. I don't put any sweetener. I don't put any cream, nothing like that. Just drink it straight black.
Gross.
So this morning I got here, and there was still 6 cups of coffee from yesterday
Gross.
In the coffee thing. So I thought, man, I'd really like some strong coffee.
No,
so
you did not.
Yeah. So I poured that into the reservoir.
Stop.
This is coffee brewed coffee, and it's very strong.
I'm going to throw up.
Why are you going to throw up?
That is awful.
I do it all the time.
Oh, quit breathing on me.
Every time I'm like, that coffee's really good. You should drink it, Steve-O. And then you do. That's what I've done.
That is so gross.
Aw, man.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
It's coffee brewed coffee. What could be better?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, Steve-O, will you hit this button right here?
Which one?
Right here. Just hit that button. Just hit it. Just touch it. Okay.
Okay. What did I do?
Is this Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Oh, no.
Let's see if there's... No. Darn it.
What were you hoping?
That was the vault. There's nothing. Daniel was supposed to put a bunch of things in there to give away, and he never did.
Wait, what?
That's the vault.
Oh.
The prize vault?
Yes, the prize. Do we hit the button
empty?
Now and close it?
Okay, fine. Sorry.
Thank you. We'll check back tomorrow.
I feel like he ripped that off from the beginning of X-Men.
What?
Sounds like opening the X-Men place.
Cerebro?
More where the... It goes...
Yeah, that's Cerebro.
But that's like the hall
that's
before Cerebro,
bro?
Right? Isn't that the whole
no,
underground?
No, that's to get into Cerebro. Because it's Cerebro. It's the
most
powerful...
Is it Stewart or McAvoy? Oh, I can't keep up with all these timelines, Deadpool. Don't see it. A guy in Canada got into an argument with someone during breakfast on Monday, hit him in the face with bacon and eggs, and somehow that sent that guy to the hospital.
Oh. What?
So the guy who did it was arrested for assault with a weapon.
Okay. Do you throw bacon and eggs, were they scrambled or over easy?
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bacon! In the face! Go to the hospital.
That's ridiculous.
He probably got
That's
grease
not
in his
ridiculous.
Eye.
That's like throwing a piece of paper at somebody.
No, it is not.
Yeah,
it's deadly.
Is. Come on.
It's a deadly weapon, especially if it's piping hot.
Piping hot.
Piping hot. I like my bacon hot, and I also like my bacon chewy. So you throw one correctly, and it wraps around their face and sticks to them, and the grease
around.
Just burns.
Yeah, the bacon wraps around
I like
your
my
face.
Breakfast like my many, many wives. Hot. I am hundreds of years old. A drunk 19-year-old in Texas got his car stuck on a set of train tracks last Monday.
Oh, no.
And when the cops showed up, he was naked. Then he
what?
Tried to start the car with a pair of scissors, and when they tackled him when he tried to run away. That is not the way you want your weekend to start
oh
off.
Oh, my god!
Wait, that was Monday.
It was Monday.
So he was... Okay, so he was at the train track.
On a train track.
He was naked.
His car got stuck on a set of train tracks. He was naked.
Okay.
This what? Was Monday. Cops show up.
Uh-huh.
He tried to start the car with a pair of scissors.
Okay. Gosh,
and
that makes so much more sense
away.
When you explained it like that.
Where did he put his keys?
Probably in his clothes.
Well,
No, he had to... How'd he get his car stuck if he wasn't driving?
I have no
How
idea.
How did the keys come out of the ignition? What happened? This is a mystery. This is up there with that weird sound in Oregon.
I hope he uses this as a turning point in his life.
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah.
What do you think it sounded like whenever the cop showed up and he was trying to crank the car? What do you think that sounded like, Dex?
I don't know.
Play the bomb thing.
You can't do that to me.
I'm trying to make you funnier. Someone
it's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off.
That's what that guy was.
No, lady was not there.
She was there.
We cannot corroborate that story.
You have to start with there was an eyewitness on the scene.
I can make up anything. Someone in Japan ordered a double Whopper with $80 worth of pickles.
Oh my god!
They posted a photo of it online. There was a witness there, and this is what she had to say.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Guys, this pickle thing.
That is huge. Wow.
That's stupid.
That burger is
huge. $80 worth of pickles.
It's huge.
It's like a jar of pickles at the store. That's how many pickles are on that. That's it.
Guys, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
To date, we've had Whoppers ordered with 1,000 slices of cheese, 100 slices of onions. Who on earth would do that? 1,000 slices of bacon, which I think we can all relate to.
Hmm. 1,000 slices?
Man, $100 worth of pickles.
He likes pickles.
So I guess the people that did this, they go into since Burger King is like, you can have it your way. They do this. This is like a thing.
Oh, okay.
That they go in and they've done all those other things before. They said they're not extreme enough to do 1,000 burger patties.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a whole lot. What else? Oh, here's a clip. A guy took an American Airlines flight from St. Louis to Des Moines last month, and he claims his seat was soaked with urine when he sat down.
I fly on planes a lot, but I've never had this feeling. What is this feeling? Oh, I'm wet. And I turned to the gentleman next to me who I'd been having a conversation to, and I go, is your seat wet? And he goes, no. And I go, mine is. So I just kind of reached down between my seat to see, well, what's going on? And I go, it's urine. And I said, I am sitting in a seat that's got urine in it.
Nice.
She goes, oh. But she said there was an older gentleman there who was having trouble getting up and going to the restroom. It seemed like he went a couple times, but I said, obviously, he must have missed once.
Or twice.
Cool story, bro.
Hey, you know what?
I completely checked out. I was reading about Iron Fist.
Dumb. The guy sat down on his seat, and some old dude that sat there before him had just peed all in the seat.
That's terrible.
And the seat just retained. It was absorbent.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Old guy dropped a bomb.
That's terrible.
Do you have the music from this?
I sure do.
Okay.
I sure do.
Play it because I am super stoked. La, 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 la. That's right. If you're a Netflixy like me,
it is getting panned hard.
No, it's not. Did you read the reviews or did you just read the headline that said?
I read the review that said that it was. It's going to be great for us.
It said people that actually like the old
right.
show Full House for
right.
what it was are going to love this.
Really? Yes.
Yeah, but then it was like, but it's not dark and gritty enough for modern day TV.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
I think is stupid.
Right.
If they would have come out and Fuller House would have been a drama series,
yeah.
like intense, like the OC or something like
that would have been
it
weird.
It would have been like, yeah. what yeah. is happening? Are we trying to legitimize Full House?
Is there a laugh track, though?
I hope so.
It's going to throw me way off.
So anyway, Fuller House, today, it's on Netflix right now. The whole thing.
Oh. What if we just live watched it while we were doing the morning show?
I don't want to cry on the radio.
Now, Steve-O did bring up a good point.
Well,
the reviews out there, some are saying that, it might not live up to the old Full House.
No, every single review says it lives
anymore.
Up to the old Full House.
Well, you know what? Let me just play this for you, Tao.
Play it.
Fuller House premieres on Netflix. That's right, the show that never really made you laugh or think or really do anything but fill your time on evenings when you were too young, dumb, or lazy to get off the couch is back and lamer than ever. Join all your favorites and also Dave Coulier as they desperately attempt to recapture magic that never actually existed by stumbling their way through lazily written scenarios to teach you the same life lessons you can learn from a KinderCare bulletin board. Be nice. Share. Eat your vegetables. But this time, there's a new wrinkle. Actually, there are lots of wrinkles, because everyone's older.
Hey, remember me? I was one of the cute Costopoulos twins. Yeah, Jesse's sons. Well, we're ugly now, so you won't be seeing us in this thing. Later.
And as for the Olsen twins, who knows? Maybe they'll stop by. Probably not, since they actually have careers. Fuller House, on Netflix. It's back, because we don't know why. Seriously, how much bandwidth does Netflix have?
Okay, so
he brought up great points.
He's got great
true.
Points. Okay, but raise your hand if you watched Full House for the thrilling, dramatic, deep storylines.
No, but we were like nine.
That took you on a roller coaster.
We were like nine.
This is the same reason Surge has come back and been a giant success. Mm. Why is Surge back? It's a soft drink that's terrible for you.
Yeah. I will not watch a reboot of Family Matters.
I would. Oh, that was one of my favorites.
Didn't Carl Winslow die?
No.
I thought he did.
No.
On the show or like the actor?
No, the actor. I thought he passed away.
I don't think so.
Somebody did.
No. I think you might be right.
I don't know.
No, from Die Hard?
Yeah, Die Hard.
I think he passed away.
No! Looking it up.
Look it up.
Watch, it was like 7 years ago.
Anyway, I'm excited about it. I didn't go to Full House looking for...
He's still alive!
alive, you jerk! Gosh!
Good. That was, I'm glad he's alive. I'm glad he's alive.
He's 63 years old, but he's still alive.
Well,
man, he looks old.
Somebody from Family Matters passed away in the last couple of years.
It was Jaleel White's career.
No, that said the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
That happened back in the 90s.
That was in the 90s.
Family Matters cast member. Where are they now? Here's one. Family Matters cast member dies.
Oh.
Michelle Thomas.
One of the sisters?
Yes. I think it was.
How did she die?
Oh, wait, no.
The older sister?
This is the girlfriend. This was Eddie's girlfriend.
Okay, that's not, I mean.
Who?
I can still do it.
I wouldn't watch that show. I'm telling you right now.
I love Family
Matters. They're going too far. I'll watch Fuller House. We're going to watch it today,
yeah,
I'm sure.
I'm excited.
I'm watching it.
Like, as soon as the show's over, we need to just watch the first episode.
I'm not
right
going to place unrealistic expectations on a show that I went into with no expectation.
Okay. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I just wish they would have done Growing Pains.
Here's the difference. I wanted Dumb and Dumber 2 to actually be funny. Because Dumb and Dumber, one of the funniest movies ever made,
right,
in my opinion.
Agreed.
Dumb and Dumber 2, not that funny. It had a couple of bits here and there that were okay, but it was like, I'm glad I didn't go see that in the theater, and I'm glad I rented it.
I think part of the trouble with a lot of these remakes is they want to go back and try and recapture something in the past. And how often do we do that in our lives? We're like, man, things kind of suck right now.
That's true.
Instead of progressing forward, I'd really like to just go backwards with my life and try and feel like I did that one time. That's why marriages are failing.
Man,
that's why, like, everything sucks. Bring it real world.
If
thanks,
I could have just
House.
Made that touchdown.
Yeah.
My whole life could have been different.
Just saying.
Could have been legitimate.
See that mountain right there? I could throw a football over
there. What you want to bet I can't throw a football over that mountain over there? I could be sitting somewhere in a hot tub with my soulmate right now.
It's going to be interesting.
Quit living in the past. But when things from the past come back, don't put on weird expectations.
Right.
That's what I think.
I like that.
Let's see. Also, movies, because it is Friday. Thanks. Hey, the more you know. Play
that
every time I make a good point.
You got it.
It's probably why he downloaded it. Gods of Egypt is in theater this weekend. Who cares? It's up against Hugh Jackman's inspirational Olympic movie, Eddie the Eagle.
Oh.
And the Casey Affleck cop thriller, 999. Did you guys hear about Casey Affleck being on Stephen Colbert the other night?
I didn't watch that.
And it was awkward.
Can really? I say something?
Yeah. What?
I want to go back to this real quick.
Interview Wars.
Does this count as a point for me? Because I could have booked Eddie the Eagle. The real Eddie the Eagle.
What?
The real guy, the Olympic
guy.
Eddie the Eagle. I could have booked him, but it was during Theology Thursday with Brian Nixon.
You should have done it.
Well,
Negative point. Negative point.
So I think that should count
for bringing
as.
No, that doesn't count.
That should count as.
No, should count as a negative point because you didn't book it.
No.
Had an opportunity and didn't.
Good morning.
Good morning. Speaking of living in the past, I used to go to Polk High. I was the all-time scoring rusher. Now I sell shoes.
Dang,
dude. And I'm married with children.
I would totally watch that remake. I actually heard a rumor that they were trying to do a reboot with Bud Bundy.
Really?
Like, yeah, with his life.
Yeah. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
Not feeling him.
Yeah. No, see, that's what I'm saying. You can't go backwards.
No, he's too
David Faustino.
Short.
You want to watch him? Really? As like a 30-something-year-old?
I booked him one time.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember that.
That should be
it wasn't all that great.
That doesn't count for you.
He said that wasn't all that great.
Exactly. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Just saying.
Okay. Let's see. A doctor in England recently diagnosed a 23-year-old woman with severe constipation. Then right before she was supposed to have an emergency enema, she realized she was actually pregnant.
What?
And gave birth to a healthy 7-pound baby girl.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't get these stories. Every time somebody's like, I just had a baby and I didn't even know I was pregnant.
Seriously.
How can you not know you're pregnant?
Some people don't show. They don't get the belly.
No, but dude, by month like 8 to 9, my wife had an alien inside of her. There was a human being that was like, oh, and you could see like elbows and feet and like pushing against her.
Some people are different.
You can't feel that?
Some
Are you kidding me?
Some people, you know, especially if you're overweight, I could understand.
Oh, so they got to be overweight then.
Gas feels like I'm pregnant
you're
all the time.
You're a fattest. That's what you are. I don't know the term
you're
for
right.
being like.
Some of those people that show up that, you know, what's wrong with me? They're not overweight. Some of them aren't.
Right.
And you're sitting there going, what? There's a human been growing this, and it's like a 7 pound, 3 ounce baby.
Possible.
Well, when a man loves a woman.
One more.
A website called Thrillist.com posted a recipe for bacon wrapped Dorito onion rings.
Oh my God.
You have
to
see the picture. They look breathtaking.
What is wrong with you? You can't do that to us.
That, you know, I don't like Doritos.
I love them.
So when I read
that. We're trying to get healthy.
I like bacon.
One of us is going to the gym yesterday.
What?
Teo doesn't count. I'm looking at you squarely.
I had parent teacher conferences.
Uh huh. You just happened to remember like 10 minutes before going to the gym? Guys, I just remembered right now 10 minutes before we're supposed to be at the gym. Yes.
I texted him
4 minutes. We go to the gym every day at four. That's not what I meant when I texted him.
I forgot to text you earlier.
56.
And no, here's the thing. I didn't text you because I knew if I would have texted you earlier, you might not show up.
3:56.
Yeah, when
I said,
you texted
hey,
me.
Hey, man, you coming? And then at 4:04, after the workout started, because he knew that I wasn't going to get it until the end of the workout,
whatever.
He said, oh, man, no, we forgot. We had parent-teacher conferences.
Ow.
You got this. And then he gave me an African-American muscly arm. What is that?
What?
It's anti-racism.
Are you serious?
Just full disclosure, man. That's what you put. I don't know what that means.
You can't full disclose text message conversations.
Wow. Good morning. I feel like you added that in there.
Morning.
Hey, guys. So this is Ricky. What's happening?
Ricky!
Ricky!
What are you doing, buddy?
Well, you know, I was just listening to your gym get-out excuse, and I wanted to tell Steve-O that me and you had a conversation about 12:30, and you were actually headed to parent-teacher conference at 12:30.
Ricky!
I have two children that go to two different schools.
No!
Hey, listen.
Oh, Ricky! Oh,
I hate to step in.
Bringing it
and
to
do this,
light!
But Dex corroborated his story with me. Because when I got here this morning, I said, did you go to the gym? And he said, no, I ended up having two parent-teacher conferences yesterday. One at lunchtime and one at 3.
That doesn't count.
I'm headed to one right now and it's 15 minutes. So I'm not sure how it's 15. It's still not an adequate time to get to the gym. Four, five.
I'll tell you what, he's probably sick of Leslie being a bully to him.
Yeah. I feel like somebody is corroborating a story because you're slipping a pack of bacon under the counter.
Yeah, okay. I'm hearing
that's
it.
That's not
I'm
funny, Ricky.
Oh, I love you, Ricky.
You guys can send me bacon anytime.
You guys have a good
Heck
day.
Yeah,
thanks,
you
Ricky.
Too. Love that, man.
He came in and helped out while I was gone, didn't he?
He did. He filled in.
Thanks, Ricky. Hey. Also, today is what, Anti-Bullying Day?
Yes.
Or something, so we'll
talk about that for sure.
We're going to talk about how Leslie tried to bully me at the gym,
yes.
And I had to shut her down.
How you handled it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Oh, man, a lot of stuff on the way.
We have TJ Storm. He is an actor.
When's he calling you?
He is a motion capture actor, and he's calling it at 7:20. I also booked an astronaut on the show.
Yeah.
He'll be on around 7:40. His name's Gene Cernan.
We could be looking at 2-1, you leading the booking wars if they both show up.
Oh, man. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back. Right after these important messages.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Agreed.
Did I say that on the air?
Yeah.
Good. That's stupid.
We're live, guys. We're live. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Not you.
Oh.
Guys, hit that podcast when you get a chance. Morning Invasion on iTunes, or you can go to star88.fm, go to our page, we got the podcast there. Started a YouTube channel, go and subscribe to our Morning Invasion YouTube channel so we can make some of that YouTube money.
Come on, babies!
Last time I checked, we had 5 new subscribers. We're up to 7 now.
Man,
let's get this going.
We're pretty slick.
I think we have to get to, I don't know.
Just
half
like
a million subscribers?
Yeah, like 500,000.
To finally start making good money?
So come on, guys. Tell your friends.
You can share it. We'd appreciate
just
that.
Just tell them to go subscribe.
There's really only one video up there, too. So,
but, I see two.
You are just selling it hard.
Well, I have to delete one of them because we sound like we're underwater.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. It's automation's fault.
Guys, coming up here in about 5 minutes, an amazing actor. This guy's been in Avatar, which was the biggest opening for a
movie. Not anymore. Okay. Actually, your information.
Avatar is the number one movie
of all time.
All time history in the world.
In the world.
Mm-hmm.
Domestically, it's Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Yeah, Force Awakens beat it.
No. Anyways. He was probably in Star Wars, too.
No, he wasn't. Probably well, was. Probably, he could probably put that on his IMDb, because there's a lot of uncredited stuff.
Interview Wars.
Yeah.
He was in Godzilla. He was in uncredited. Tron. Star Trek.
Uncredited.
Deadpool. Yeah. TJ Storm is a motion capture actor. And
he's also a video game voice actor. He did the voice of others in Final Fantasy 13.
Not bad.
He also played Kagan Vampire Guard number 3 in Blood Rain.
Cool. That is cool.
That is okay.
This guy's got his rap sheet is amazing.
You know what? Uh-huh. You can make fun of him all you want, and then I'm gonna remind all of us that he's probably just reeling in the dough.
Really?
Yeah.
We're up to 9 views.
He was
now
Strider in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, the video game.
There you go.
So he was like, he went into the studio and he was like, ugh!
Cool. Yeah, TJ Storm will be joining us here in just a minute. First,
he was the voice of Quentin Rampage Jackson in UFC Undisputed 3, the video game, because Rampage didn't want to voice his own voice.
He's busy.
That's not a joke.
He's got a lot going on.
He was also... Go ahead.
Guys, I've lost a pound.
Yeah, you lost a pound?
I lost a pound.
I need to get it on a scale. We don't own a scale at my house.
I don't own a scale either.
So did you jump on the scale at the gym?
I did.
I'm hoping that I have gained weight. Is that possible? Do I look good?
You got to build that muscle, man. Muscle weighs more than fat.
I am eating 3 times as much as I ever ate in my life.
Yeah, but you eating 3 times as much as ever in your life is... probably the diet of a 16-year-old girl now.
That's true.
So we got to keep up in that food intake.
Okay, I saw this headline yesterday, and I want to see what you guys think about it. It says, "Want to lose weight? ? Eat with a blindfold on."
That is the dumb. Why? Because you miss your mouth 50% of the time?
No. A study at the University of Konstanz in Germany found that an easy trick to lose weight is eat with a blindfold on. People who ate blindfolded took in 9% fewer calories before they felt full.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Compared to people who could actually see their food.
That makes sense, because a lot of times you eat with your eyes and not with your actual
I usually eat with my mouth and hands.
The blindfolded people estimated they'd eaten 88% more calories than they actually had.
Wow.
The researchers say blindfolds work for 2 reasons. Number one, because they stop you from eating for pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, eating with a blindfold on stops you from following your biological instinct to eat everything in front of you.
Nice.
Yeah, that's why I do that. My biological instincts.
All right.
And it's because... for years and years, it got hammered down to be like, kids in China don't have anything to eat. You're going to eat everything on your plate. Don't be wasteful. But then when you're a little kid and your parents just pile it on, what are you supposed to do?
I hear you. I know. So I will be eating from now on with a blindfold. I will keep track and update you guys.
I'm going to go ahead and warn you that you're going to eat a lot of gross stuff because I'm going to switch it out while you're not looking.
Please don't do that.
No, it's already happening.
Come on, man. You know what?
Yes.
I need support, and I need people behind me supporting my weight loss adventures.
Okay,
we'll just call it a meal plan.
Play the Rocky music one more time.
Uh-oh.
Gentlemen, we are on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
A journey to be healthier. A journey to lose some weight if we're Dex. Journey to gain some weight if we're Steve-O. That journey can't do it alone. There's a fellowship of the gym rings, if you will.
Oh, phone's ringing. We got to answer this. Sorry, man.
Will you?
Sorry.
I'm in the Interview Wars.
Good morning.
Gentlemen, it is Bob over here. How are you guys today?
Yeah.
Thank you for saving us, because Steve, I was going into this really, really long
Come on, man.
Gym story, and I was like, yes, Bob's calling.
You know what? We're gonna get to the bottom of this with TJ because.
Well, the great part of having a morning show and every morning is you can continue this afterwards and keep going.
That's true. Well, TJ will be very instrumental in helping me.
There you go. I hope he helps. Let me throw them all with you guys. Have fun and have a fantastic weekend, guys.
You too, man.
All right, man.
Thanks, guys. See you.
TJ Storm.
Heck yeah.
All right, guys. All right, TJ, they're ready for you. Dex and Steve-O in Albuquerque, they're ready to go.
That was great.
Sorry.
There we go.
I see. TJ Storm.
TJ Storm.
Steve-O, what's happening? How are you guys doing?
Good. We also have Mateo here.
Yes. Nope.
We're a three-piece.
Dang it. If you didn't acknowledge me, I wouldn't have had to have talked the whole time.
What's happening, Mateo?
Now you got to talk. When they booked the interview, I was out of town, and so they decided to try to delete me.
Yeah.
They were jealous of my adventure.
We're slowly deleting him from the show.
Yep.
That's fine.
Oh.
it's kind of like being a motion capture actor. You get like none of the like reward because nobody sees you on the screen, but you do all of the work.
Mm. Right?
That's what it's like. Yeah.
So TJ,
it actually took five of us to make Colossus.
Wow,
that's crazy. That's nuts, man.
Yeah. Deadpool's a really really fun movie. Make such a massive, bigger-than-life character, it takes a lot of effort.
There's
two guys doing the stunts, and then there's me doing all the motion, and there's a voice guy and a face guy.
Yeah. So you were the dude that was on set. You were the one actually, like, doing the capturing of the character?
There was a separate guy on set. His name was Andre. He's a 6'9" stuntman, a great, great performer. But I did the performance capture, so he would do a lot of the stunt fighting,
okay.
And then they came back to L.A., and we did all of Colossus' stuff besides the fight, all of Colossus' movements, in a studio.
Wow.
So we just got in a single studio, and they told me, right, here's the scene, here's what it looks like, here's what you have to say, and they caught all of his movements. So I'm eating cereal, or I'm walking across the bridge, talking to somebody, stuff like that.
That's cool.
That's incredible. And I will say, I grew up a huge, still a comic book fan, still read comics every week because I'm a nerd. But growing up, it was always about the X-Men for me. So I was especially excited to see Colossus finally done correctly on the big screen and nailed it. Good job, all five of you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. No, it's magical to see the X-Men characters done right.
I agree.
And I was so happy to see this version of Colossus. And I'm like, oh, they're doing Colossus again? Why isn't it that one guy from the last X-Men? And right. Then they showed me the picture of what he's going to look like. And I'm like, yes!
Yeah.
That's pretty
like,
cool.
Oh, cool, because they wanted to do it right. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
I've never been a huge X-Men fan myself, but I'm a big-time comics guy. And it was cool to see like a legit, comic standard Colossus rather than the other one. Not to knock the other one, because I understand, like, in that time and place, that's what it was, so that's fine, but it was cool. I mean, he had a full-on Russian accent, and he was giant.
It was great, yeah. So, TJ, you've done a lot of motion capture work. I'm looking down at the list, and it's like, we've got Avatar on this list, we've got Godzilla on this list. These are some ginormous films.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a blast. I remember walking into a warehouse one day, and my friend is standing there, and he's like, all right, you're Muto number one, you're Muto number two, and then he points at me, and he goes, you're Godzilla.
Ah!
I'm like, what? That is awesome!
Which, by the way, that movie was amazing!
Yeah, dude. Really enjoyed it.
It was really, really fun. Now, the work we did on it, we did it like a year or 6 months at least beforehand. So when I went to the movie, I totally forgot that some of the stuff we did.
Yeah.
Close fire on the other monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the best part of the movie.
Yeah. When his tail lights up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was a real treat to see it translated into a good form of the movie that you imagine in your head.
Is this are you wanting to just do this for your career, or are you trying to also break in to do other things in the movie industry?
You know, actually, I do normal acting, I guess you would call it, where you're just on screen. I do a lot of action stuff, and I ended up starting to do more and more and more motion capture. So it's split evenly down the middle, but size-wise, it's the motion capture stuff that has the biggest roles that you're seeing for me right now. So I'm happy with that. It's a blast. If I can get to the level of, like, say, Andy Serkis, who did for Gollum in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Like the god of motion capture.
Yeah.
He's amazing as well. I haven't gotten to work with him yet. But yeah, that it's a blast. I mean, look, it's Colossus or Godzilla or you're working on Green Lantern or Tron or Avatar. Those movies are huge.
Man.
All part of them, and it's a blast. It's really cool.
I'm sorry
you
had to work.
And you still get to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, true. I'm sorry you had to work on Green Lantern.
Yeah, stop it.
No, that's really cool, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, it's real. It's really, really fun. And you're like being a kid. It's really wonderful to have grown up, you know, reading comic books or playing games, and then you take on one of the characters that you read about, and you're just like, this is my job.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing today.
That's awesome.
We're talking to TJ Storm. You also do some voice acting as well. That is something that I've always wanted to break
Same
into.
Here. Yeah.
I think that would be the
Amazing.
Greatest gig ever to voice cartoons or video games, and you've done that.
Oh, absolutely. The one that's out right now is Street Fighter V. I voice a character named Birdie. He's a Cockney guy from London. I guess East London, I guess is where Cockney's at. And it was fun. It's really, really fun. You stand in front of the microphone and you just kind of read a piece of paper and you do exactly what they say and it's a blast. And you're having fun. You're laughing half the time.
That's so cool.
An absolute blast. But you guys are going to be on the radio every morning.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's all right.
We have a good time. We have a good time.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's great. I love it. One out of three of us are just stoked to be here every day. I've had my coffee.
No, it is cool. It really is. I mean, my kids are at that age where they don't think I'm cool anymore, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they'll know when their friends are like, listen to your dad today. That's awesome.
Yeah. totally. Dude, amazing.
Yeah. So, dude, that's so cool. TJ Storm, what do you got coming up in the future? Anything?
We have lots of video games. We have a couple of movies that I can't talk about quite yet. But
no!
they're just as big as Deadpool, scope-wise.
Okay, and are they... Nice. Just give me a hint. Are they Marvel movies?
I will say that they may very...
No!
Very well be.
Ooh! I love you!
Yes.
Oh, awesome. So awesome.
Well, good, man. Well, thanks so much for talking to us this morning,
Heck
TJ.
Heck yeah, man.
Oh, no, thank you guys for having me. And Mateo, thanks for hanging.
Yes sir.
There
Appreciate
you go.
It.
All right, brother.
TJ Storm!
We'll see you, buddy.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
You too, man.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, man, that was fantastic.
That was a great interview.
What?
Man, I'm about to read you something.
Are you kidding me?
No. Turn the music down.
Yeah.
I'm about to read something. This comes from somebody that Steve-O knows and loves and trusts.
Uh-huh.
Steve-O needs to never be negative about people who call in or people who talk interview, like making fun of them, because that's a good way to stop getting interview opportunities. And it's a downer for sure. It's better to just be like, yeah, but I'm just going to get a better interview instead of let me explain why this person is less valuable.
That's
interview wars.
That's a point
Wait,
for me.
Wait, who started the interview
That's
wars?
That's a point for me.
Dex?
Right here.
You guys started this train by downing my Jermaine Dupri interview.
Hey,
Don't
guess
give
what,
me
everybody?
That.
Coming up next, we have a real astronaut, a man by the name of Gene Cernan.
Really cool. Out of this world.
He was the last man on the moon. Back in 1972, he left his footprints and his daughter's initials in the lunar dust. We're talking to him when we come back.
2 points.
We gotta take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
The Republican presidential hopefuls debate.
Tornadoes and severe weather raked the East Coast. People were killed in Virginia. Several were hurt.
ISIS threatening Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter's Jack Dorsey online.
Apple files the motion challenging a judge's order to help hack into a terrorist's iPhone.
Rally for a nationwide TV tune-out of the Academy Award ceremony.
SeaWorld admitting it planted a worker in one of the animal rights groups.
Gas rises. AAA's average for regulars close to $1.72 a gallon.
Off the coast of New York.
York City, a Coast Guard vessel flipped.
The number of new claims for unemployment benefits was up by 10,000 last week.
University of Missouri professor suspended after videotaped run-ins with student journalists during protests last year is now fired. Melissa Click has said she regrets her actions.
Good morning.
Hey. Woo!
7:39.
High today of 66 degrees.
Thanks for joining us. Coming up here any minute now, we'll be talking to astronaut Gene Cernan, the last man on the moon.
Hi, Gene.
He was the last person to step off of the moon in 1972.
It's amazing that you've booked two motion capture artists on the show today. TJ Storm, motion capture for Godzilla and Colossus, and this fake astronaut.
You're going to get kicked off.
We're going to settle it. We're going to say, Mr. Sir.
Yeah.
I would never do that. I actually believe we went to the moon.
No, I do too, but yeah. I really do want to ask him that. Do you think if we approach it the right way, he won't get offended?
Yeah,
like, ask let me handle it. Like, I got this.
or what if we just say something to the effect of, like, there are a lot of people out there that believe the whole moon landing, everything was fake. What do you have to say to those people?
Right.
Yeah.
I like this. So, yeah, he'll be calling here in just a second.
Wish he had a smartphone back then. He could have just selfied the Earth behind him. That would have been an easy response.
Welcome to Earth.
Easy answer.
Well, I mean, even that, you know, NASA puts out photos of the Earth every few years, and they're like, fake! Mm.
So here's the deal. Before we got to talk to TJ Storm, I was in the middle of something very epic and grand. Thank you. Thank you for playing the music. Dex, you had made a comment about how you're trying to lose weight, and Teo wasn't helping because he's mixing up foods and being crazy, and we got to be, like, on the same team, right? And I realized something.
What'd you realize?
Guys, we are on a journey. We're climbing to a mountaintop to throw a ring in a volcano together.
I'm not climbing no
It mountain. Is a fellowship. I am your Samwise to
Whoa,
you,
what?
My little Frodo.
No. No, you're not.
We can't do this on our own. We got to continue together.
Since I'm the experienced warrior, does that make me, what's his face?
Boromir?
No.
He died in the first one.
Who's the real... No.
Strider.
No, not Strider. The main guy. The main hero that's in love with Liv Tyler.
Yeah, Strider. Okay. Aragorn.
What? Aragorn. That's what
Son
I was thinking.
Son of Adathon.
Okay.
They called him Strider because he was a ranger. You're getting me
okay,
off track.
What's
no,
your
I'm
point?
Talking about the real
what?
Name. Aragorn.
What is your point?
Aragorn, son of Adathon.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a ranger.
So that's me.
But they called him Strider. That's why Johnny B's kid's name is Strider.
Nice.
Named after Strider.
Well, that was like his vagrant name. I wanted his real Christian name.
We don't know he was Christian. I mean, he was the king, though. It was like King David. So it could have been like that.
Interview war.
Wait, I haven't gotten to the point!
We can't get to that point yet because joining us on the show right now is a real... life astronaut.
Yes.
His name is Gene Cernan. He was the last man on the moon. Gene, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Gene.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing great.
Good morning.
Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Not a problem.
So, we were just talking. You were the last man on the moon.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. It was a long time ago. The thing I remember most about it, though, was that it was cold.
Yeah?
Is it cold in space? I didn't know there was a temperature.
Oh, God.
I didn't know.
Yeah, of course. It is very cold in space.
Wait.
What are you guys... Yeah, okay. Sorry for my friends
How
here.
How cold is it?
What's happening? Did I get duped?
Yeah. Gene, are you there? Gene?
I'm right here.
Last man on the moon.
that I know.
So here's a question.
Man.
I have a real question for you, sir. We were talking about this before you called in, and there...
Who am I speaking to?
This is Steve-O.
Go ahead, son.
Go, Steve-O. Ask him.
Steve-O.
I don't know if this is
okay,
real.
Yeah, okay, Gene. I don't know if this is real, but I'm going to pretend like it
what
is.
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't know it's real?
Well, you guys are just laughing at this guy, and it's super disrespectful.
Oh, no, exactly!
So I don't know what's happening.
Dex?
What did I do?
You're laughing at him.
Because you're laughing at me.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay.
Are you gentlemen referring to some lunar conspiracy?
Mm. I would love to.
Because I really don't have time for something like that.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. Do
you get I've lived a long... I've served my time.
Yeah.
Lived a long time. Been up on the moon. And I really went there.
So, you put your footprints in the lunar dust along with your daughter's initials.
Yes, sir.
Talk about that a little bit, Gene.
Well, she was my stepdaughter, but I loved her all the same.
What? What is happening? Gene, how long were you a NASA astronaut?
Most of my life.
Uh-huh. Yeah, give me a number.
Well, years start to blur together a bit.
Okay, there's no way.
Give me a real number, Gene.
No way. What are you
In fact,
about?
What was the last? What was the name of your last mission?
Impossible.
No.
Okay.
Who is
okay.
this?
Who is this?
It was Gene. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Man.
We appreciate you.
I'm so disappointed.
Thank you for your service, sir.
I've never been
last
more.
Man on the moon, this 1972.
Gene. I don't know.
See you, Gene. Okay. Thank you so much, Gene.
What?
Thank you. Goodbye.
There he is.
No.
No way.
Boom. Right now, who's in the lead?
Oh
who's
my
in the lead?
God.
Interview.
You are not in the lead. That was not.
Interview. Wars.
Wars.
You.
That was not real. That was not real, bro.
Okay, the real Gene canceled on me.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
The real Gene canceled on me.
I am winning the interview wars.
He had
you get negative points for lying to us.
You get all your points deducted.
Yes,
I should have
do.
At least a half a point.
No.
That was creative.
No, that was
no.
creative points?
Who was that?
Hey, when I lie to you like I do every day, if I come to you and you catch me in a line, I say, I was just being creative. How's that going to fly?
That was Joey.
Wait, Joey Belleville?
That was pretty good.
Was,
answer
like,
that phone
my
call.
My friend Joey Belleville?
He betrayed
my
your trust.
Joey?
Good morning.
Dex?
Yeah.
Oh, Dex. My gosh!
Yeah.
2 points for awesomeness, 1 point extra for creative genius.
Yes,
no!
That's what I'm talking about.
No points!
Extra bonus point.
Thank you.
Joey!
Good job.
Yeah.
Thank
gosh.
You, yeah, if anybody else would like to contribute to the points here, I'd appreciate it. 338-3700.
Gosh, I'm so mad. I'm so
the
mad
funny
that Joey
did. Oh my gosh, the funniest thing about this interview, I was dying. I was crying in the background because these two, Steve-O and Tao, they couldn't figure out if it was real or not.
I didn't want to be disrespectful, but you're like laughing, and I'm like, gosh, this guy sounds really old.
So Steve-O and Tao were looking
legit.
At each other like, is this real? I don't know.
The whole time we were trying to figure out if it was real,
never,
I was like, I don't want to be rude.
I'm never going to know if the lunar landing was real. And it's your fault, Dex.
It's not my fault. He
it
canceled.
It is your fault.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I think I can be a little objective because I've listened to K-Lite and M88 and Star-88 for a long time.
Okay.
I was in the Etch Army for a long time.
Okay.
And Mission Impossible had me dying laughing. That's at least 2 points.
Thank you. That's
fair. That's Joey. Joey's my friend.
Joey's the funniest guy.
You can't just claim him as your friend. I've known Joey for years.
I've known him way longer.
So you can't claim him
as your
friend.
Yes, I can.
Listen, I am objective as the friendship with Joey goes. Technically, Steve-O owed Joey big time. Because when we had our share-a-thon,
yeah.
Steve-O played a song
at the request of a person.
That
dude, we are even for life because I had no idea that was Joey.
So I'm declaring even. The scales have been evened out.
Gosh.
I was going to say, Dex disqualified.
No, what?
Disqualified.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we are lied
disqualified.
To.
Disqualified.
We were duped. We were duped.
Man, that was good.
Good morning.
I deem it good.
Hey, this is Gene.
Oh, my gosh.
Gene?
You?
Gene?
Go away.
Gene, you
I don't
Heather.
Know who that guy that was talking over there previously. That was an imposter.
This is the real Gene.
I'm the real Gene. I was up on the moon. I went and stood up on it. I put my daughter's initials in the ground. All that.
Okay.
Dude, stepdaughter part got me so bad.
It was my stepdaughter. And I was like,
Joey! You jerk!
Joey, that was awesome.
I didn't know you were going to ask me questions.
It was kind of spur of the moment.
I was just working so hard on trying to make up a voice, and then I was going to try to run my voice through this like fake like audio effects thing. But then Dex texted me a couple minutes earlier, so I couldn't test it. So then I was like,
gosh.
Oh, great.
Man, that was
so then
good.
I just sounded like my old Texan guy.
Yeah, but I thought it was a real old Texan
and then
guy.
And then I realized that I didn't know at all what I was going to say, and I was like, oh, stink.
Joey, you should have seen these two. I was in tears because they didn't know. They were both going, is this real?
Yeah!
I don't know.
It was pretty good.
They were so confused.
I had no idea it was you.
He asked me the name of the mission.
That was perfect. That was perfect.
I was like, you can't say like Antari 5 or something like that. I was just like, impossible.
Oh my gosh. Greatest interview that we've ever done.
That was
really
good. I think
it's worth at least 2 points.
It is not worth 2 points.
I'm the point awarder, and I'm going to give Dex 1 point.
Yeah!
Because Joey is awesome.
If the interviewer bails, that's negative points if they bail on the interview.
Yeah, but there's creative process.
Oh, gosh. You guys are fired.
No, I think it's success.
Brodus, that was incredible. I love you. That was amazing.
Joey, you have to over the air shake hands with Steve-O that now you guys are even.
We're even, bro, for the Adagio thing and the astronaut thing. Those tie each other. We're totally besties again.
No, you got one more coming.
Come on!
But I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Joey, by the way.
You're right. That's an old chapter behind us.
Yeah.
But now the Brone Wars start.
Oh.
So this is just a new era.
Oh, man.
So all the bros and the bronettes out there get excited.
All right.
Side note,
Bill Bro Baggins.
There were...
Joey, right. can you be my protein shake?
Oh, yeah.
I saw it on a commercial.
Yeah, can you be my bro hun Sebastian Bach?
Always. Hey, by the way, while I was on tour, burned through Serial Season 1 and most of Season 2.
God.
Incredible.
Did you hear the news about the DNA evidence?
No!
Oh my gosh, yeah. Here we go.
It's okay. Nuts, dude. They got new DNA evidence.
Don't ruin it for us. I haven't watched it or listened to it yet.
No, they just announced it in the news. Like the lawyer has, there's a new technique that is supposed to detect blood that you can't on any crime scene that isn't visible to the human eye, right? So it's like it's almost like an infrared black light type of scan. You know, you spray the whole place down, and then you go and scan it through this, and they scan through all the bedroom and the garage.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Woo!
Nothing. And so it's just new Woo! Tech and new. Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, whatever.
I'll check it out. I'll look it up.
It's all computers, dude.
I love computers.
But yeah, bro. The Brone Wars begin.
The Brone Wars.
Thank you,
Joey.
All right, Broham.
Love you, buddy.
You got it. You got LeBron James.
Wonderful.
All right, we'll see you, buddy.
All right. Peace out, Ronaldo.
Interview.
Dude, Bierga texted me. She was so mad.
Yeah.
She said she was about to blow smoke out of her ears.
Oh, because she really wanted the real astronaut.
Well, she thought you...
She thought we were disrespecting an old guy.
Yeah, she thought we were just like all laughing
you
at this
jerk.
Dude.
I knew there was no way it was real because I have never seen you laugh that hard. You were crying and I'm like, this can't be real.
I was just trying
to like figure out who it was that was duping us.
Come on.
Dude, our good friend Darla texted and she was like, man, I actually sat in my car in the garage for this.
I'm sorry, the real Gene canceled. He had a doctor's appointment. The guy's 89 years old.
You gotta let him do what he's gonna do.
You know, I can't help it. And then we got this interview war thing going on and I had to do something.
No, we are tied at one.
No, Teo said it. He gave me a point. It's 2-1 right now.
But don't I get a point for the Biggest Loser interview?
Come on.
No, because you said if she bailed.
She didn't bail.
You lost a point.
She hung up.
She totally hung up.
Oh, but she was at least real and on the phone.
It was a lame interview.
Okay, when you say bail, do you mean they canceled
the
interview?
They canceled the interview. Like, they don't ever call it.
That's a different thing than bail. Because when they bailed, they do what that lady did, and they just go, all right, guys, see you later, click.
But then we technically bailed on TJ because the audio was terrible.
No, we didn't bail
on
him. We got to a solid end.
I thought the interview was solid.
Solid like Colossus.
Good morning.
Hi. I just want to say that you guys made my whole morning.
Another point for Dex.
No!
Should be 3-1.
That is a point for the entire show.
Like, that was the funniest thing that has ever happened. Yep. I was dying.
No, you give all these points go to Joey. They don't go to you.
Joey gets all of the points.
I came up with the idea.
No, I don't care. I came up with the idea to interview Jermaine Dupri, and everybody was praising that on Friday. I didn't get any points for that.
Give me a break.
Oh.
It was so funny, so thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, good gosh. Job, Dex. Good
people
job.
Are, and I apologize to anybody out there that was really looking forward to talking
like
to,
me
to hearing
me.
Gene on the show.
Hi,
you know,
Gene.
Real astronaut. I get it. You were late to work because you wanted to hear Gene, but then you have this imposter because Gene canceled because they have a doctor's appointment. I get it. Sorry.
Gosh.
I hope we didn't lose
listeners. Phone lines are jammed. Are you kidding me?
No, we didn't lose anybody.
We weren't being disrespectful at all.
No. Because he was fake.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. Jared Murphy here.
Smurfy!
Hey, how are your hands?
They're doing pretty well, man. They're on the steering wheel as I'm driving.
Awesome.
Proud of you.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, side note, there's like crazy traffic and wreck on I-25 North, so...
Yeah.
Oh,
we talked about it a little earlier.
Hey,
well,
but I just wanted to say, now I just want to hear Joey Belleville do an impression of Jermaine Dupri. So.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I feel like the NAACP would call us on that one. I feel like that one's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Pretty much whatever interviews you guys set up, I just want to see if Joey can do them first.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
That's good.
Who's better,
like that.
Joey or the
Joey
real
or the
actor.
Actual guy? Yeah. Oh, man. Beautiful.
Love you guys.
Love you too, Smurfy.
Thanks, Smurfy.
So I actually just got word that someone died actually in that rollover.
Yeah, it's really stacked up.
Oh, really?
Let's do a thing.
Here's your traffic update.
Shout out to Smurfy for calling in and reminding us to take another look at this.
Yes.
We talked about it earlier, but it was right after it happened. But yes, 25 North is completely closed due to an accident. I-25 North between Jefferson Street, exit 229. It happened about an hour ago, but it's closed.
Man.
So you're going to have to take a huge alternate route if you need to go that way. I'm sure that they've got people out there directing. Also, on the other side of the highway, right off of Paseo 25 southbound, it's stacked up. Traffic down to a crawl there, about 15 miles per hour. We've got another accident to report at Candelaria Road in Louisiana. Happened about 20 minutes ago. And there's road construction everywhere. But, like we said, I-25 North between Jefferson Street and exit 229 is closed due to an accident.
You guys drive safe out there. Don't be rushing to work. Take your time. All right, when we come back, Whiskey Tango, Florida. Today is also, is it National, what is it? What is it?
Beat a Bully Day?
Beat a...
It's not Beat
it's
a Bully
beat
Day.
Beat a Bully
let me,
Day?
Let me, yeah, it was, there's a much better name for it.
We were going to talk about bullying.
It's International Stand Up to Bullying Day.
That's okay. Much better way.
So we're going to talk about that. Good morning, everybody. We'll be back.
Stay tuned.
The Morning Invasion
on Star 88.
Your attention, please.
Nothing running through my veins. I'm trying to resuscitate what still remains.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Invasion. We were
reminiscing about that time that
we were
that Dex duped us with a friend, my like oldest friend in life that totally got me.
Oh man, that was good. It's good stuff. If you missed The interview with astronaut Gene Cernan, the last man to touch down on the moon. Hit the podcast later.
Ironically enough, that interview leaves me with the feeling you have after you get mooned. Because it just happens and you're like, that's funny, but I don't know how to react.
I don't know. Now I don't know how to trust you. You just cried wolf. You're the boy that cried wolf. Every time you book an interview now during these interview wars.
The real person I book, you're not going to... I'm not going to believe it.
This is your fault. You did this. Just saying.
Well... Speaking of...
Don't even try.
I want to see what you guys think about this one. Because you guys remember the... it was 2 years ago when that Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 went down and they never found out.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched Lost.
Well, it's the two-year anniversary of the vanishing.
Do you call that an anniversary?
Well, a lot of people died.
Right, but you don't call it an anniversary. I mean, anniversaries are like wedding anniversary. Is it really? Do we call them anniversaries?
I think so.
It sounds like we're commemorating.
It's not
something.
Like you're celebrating it.
No.
Well, it's 9/11. We call that an anniversary.
10 year. I guess it is an anniversary.
People died. Everybody died. They completely vanished.
We need to come up with a better word than anniversary.
They completely vanished. So
no, I know.
Coming up,
interview wars.
Please do not say.
Correspondent Richard Quest from CNN, he covered the story when it broke.
Wait, what?
And then hundreds of hours afterwards. So he was like the main correspondent.
Now you're just getting desperate.
I didn't book it. I'm asking, do you think, Teo, is that a good,
Well, is it going to be him or is it going to be Joey?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. See, we can't trust you anymore.
I ruined it, didn't I?
Yeah, we can't trust you anymore.
Now I have another question to ask before interviews.
Speaking of, I just booked Andre the Giant.
Okay, he's dead? Mm. He died?
No, man, I just booked him.
No,
yeah.
That's impossible.
Booking wars.
Wait, is it his hologram?
Ooh. That doesn't count. You can't book.
What if we could book?
No booking holograms. That's part of a booking wars.
What if we could book an interview with the hologram of Michael Jackson really ask him the tough questions?
That'd be good. Mm. That'd be good. I'm down with that. I actually did just get an interview opportunity for Kirk Cameron. I'm not even being funny. Kirk Cameron hates me. He's the host of season 2's National Bible Bee Game Show.
Book it.
What?
Will you book it?
Are you being serious?
Because the last time we talked about Kirk Cameron,
yeah,
I was laughing so hard because apparently when I wasn't on the show with these two, when they had him on last year.
I got to sing with him.
Yeah.
We sang the theme song to Growing Pains together. We became best friends.
You were saying that Kirk Cameron hated Mateo.
He hated him.
He kept interrupting
He'd cut him off. He wouldn't let him talk. And he was like, Steve-O. We're singing together. Ooh, show me that smile. It was great.
Like, during the interview, I said, Steve-O, I pulled away from the mic and I said, watch this. And I started talking and he went, yeah,
he cut you off.
I was like,
yeah. Wow, got to book that.
Yeah.
Please book that.
Wow, you're telling me to book it for
I'm going
to
call him
Booking
out.
Wars.
Straight up.
Because we need to settle this and
I'll call out Kirk Cameron. I'm not afraid of it. I'll do it.
All right. That's good. That's a good one. That's worth at least, quarter of a point.
Mm-hmm. Quarter of a point? You just fake booked an astronaut and you got like 2 points
he
off
got
of that.
A point.
Okay.
Yeah,
point.
Because if of I the really, entertainment value I, of it. Now,
no.
If we get Kirk Cameron on and it becomes just this amazing interview, then sure, we'll give you a point.
Okay. Well, then we're going to do that because he'll be great.
Okay.
He's always great. He loves me.
It was a good interview. I didn't get to say anything. Couldn't get a word in edgewise.
Tao, how many points if I book this lady?
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even
describe
it.
How many points is that worth?
I feel like that's worth 2.5 points.
Wow, Taco Bell lady.
Local celebrity.
I don't know that she's real.
Yeah.
If that family that lives next door to the Taco Bell lady is listening, will you get a hold of Dex@star88.fm?
Wait, that's not fair. You can't do that on the air.
And let me know how I can contact her because I really want to book that interview with the Taco Bell lady.
Oh, man. Booking wars.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Wiggins.
Just wondering, it's kind of scary that you know who it is.
Of course I do. I know people. I'm a man of the people.
We've got a tail on you.
I know people.
I'm going to start looking around. Yeah. They're anointed.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, I can book President Bush for you guys.
Oh, what?
Former President Bush. I spent six hours in the hotel room that he stayed at when he was in Albuquerque because we had to have the ladder up to his window in case he had to escape.
Yeah.
Okay. He slept there. until the next morning we found out it was the fake room, the decoy room. So I know him, though. I can hook you guys up.
Man, I'm down. Let that one be mine, because I knew it was Wiggins right away. It was like, doom, Fireman Wiggins. He's mine. Mine. Claimed it. Claimed it.
Right. I'm going to hang up now, and I'm a little creeped out. But you guys have a great day.
Sweet. Thanks,
you
man. Too. Good luck. Fireman Wiggins.
Okay, let's do some work, fellas. Let's do some work here.
What do you need?
Ooh,
it is time to hit Florida. Hit the Floridians are in full effect. Steve-O has the news for you.
Yeah. You guys ever been caught in a situation where you're trying to rob something, but you just can't find the guy? That happens to me all the time.
No.
That's not...
No.
It's not a thing for you guys?
No, it's not. No.
A guy with a mask and a gun walked into a 7-Eleven in Manatee, Florida at 5:44 a.m. this last Tuesday to rob the joint. There was just one problem. The clerk was not at the front desk.
Okay.
He didn't want to wait around because he's got a gun and a mask. Stood there for a couple minutes. Waiting. Maybe the guy's in the bathroom. Maybe the guy, hello?
Help me.
I need some help. I'm trying to rob you. After a few minutes, he gave up and left. Wait, why are you putting me on hold?
Not you, I'm the guy. He's on the like hold.
Oh, I'm still the guy. I'm still the guy? Okay. Yeah. Hello? I just wanted to purchase a Red Bull and also rob you of all your money. Hello? Oh, Twinkies. I'll take a package of these Twinkies.
Don't do the Twinkies.
And some Orbit gum so that I'll stay healthy. Also, I want to rob you. Anyone?
How long did he wait?
Ski mask?
How long did this guy wait?
It's not clear how long he waited for. Here's what happened, actually. The clerk saw him walking towards the store. Dude was already sporting his ski mask and had the gun out.
All right.
So from the parking lot, the clerk saw him and went, nope.
Yeah, I'm out.
He said,
so he just walked into the back and waited.
That's awesome. Idiot.
So the guy
he walked in the back and
waited.
Called the cops, and he's just like, hey, yeah. Yeah, it's Mike down at the 7-Eleven here in Manatee, Florida. Yeah. There is a moron at the counter with a gun and a ski mask. He's actually waiting for me to come back out there so that he can rob me. Yeah, no, I'll hold. Oh, I'm good. Amazing. I'll just stay back here.
That's
no, it's
amazing.
Nice. We got a machine back here with yummy
gosh.
Treats. I'm good.
Ooh, yummy treats.
You guys just, I'm going to rock a moon pie and maybe an orange crush while I'm waiting.
That's a lot of sugar.
5:44 in the a.m. So breakfast of champions. Yeah, so I'll just be here if you guys want to come on down here. Yeah. I could be wrong. It could be Tyler from 21 Pilots. He also sports a ski mask randomly.
True.
Does he really?
Yep. So that could be it. Oh, wait, no. Gun. Yeah, no, you're right. No, I just remembered. He's got a gun. Yeah. No, he's still at the counter. I don't know. He's looking at Twinkies and Orbit gum. I have no idea why. Yeah. I'll just hang back here. Cool, man. All right. Yeah. Cops are still trying to track the guy down, but he hung out at the counter waiting. Just want to rob you. Just going to hang out here. No? All right. I'm going to hit up the CVS across the street. I'll see you later. Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's good.
Florida, bro!
Hey, well,
Florida.
Speaking of that, I have literally the opposite story
involving
a robbery.
Okay.
So I need different music.
Okay.
I need... Perfect. This is horrible. A couple went into a convenience store to rob the place. Okay? Well, the clerk hits the panic button, as clerks are prone to do. That made the robbers panic. Oh, no! That's when they walked out of the store, then put on their ski masks.
Oh, no.
And they ran away. Fail. So we got a lesson to be learned here.
Put your ski mask on before you rob a place, but not in the parking lot.
Okay.
Where it's clearly visible to the clerk.
That's true.
Where you're walking up holding your gun.
Oh, criminals.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't understand.
Well, it's difficult in this day and age. You know what we need to do?
Yeah?
We just started our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Maybe we can create a video to help with the proper placement of said masks, you know?
Because no, I don't think we should help criminals.
I just feel like, do you think they'd have YouTube channels?
Wait,
do you think
what if we get really popular and we say we're helping the criminals, but we give them terrible advice so they all get arrested?
This is a perfect plan. I love everything you're saying
It's kind of like Batman.
That is amazing.
Besides, ski masks, it's so 1970s.
Where
you know what I mean?
Where did that happen at?
That happened in Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Wow. Gosh. You're the only tan I see.
Oh. Tennis.
That's right.
Oh, man. Hey, guys, I just got word from Josette. She's on her way to hang out with us talking about Willie, the puppy.
Yeah, if you're listening right now and you are in the market for a new pet,
a new dog.
We want to give you a chance at adopting a lovely dog.
Mm.
And every week we have Josette in.
Yeah.
And she's got a great organization.
She really does.
And we need you guys to either adopt or
share the story.
Share it.
Yeah.
You know, because these dogs need homes.
My puppy, he's got a home right now.
Does he?
For now. He keeps eating everything. No, he's great. He's fine. He's a puppy.
Yeah,
that's the thing. That's the thing. If you're not ready for a puppy, don't adopt one of these dogs because
you need to be responsible. You need to, that's what you need. We don't want anybody just to adopt a dog.
And I will say it's I don't want to say rigorous because I don't want to deter anybody from wanting to adopt because, you know, I did go through like the interview process and Josette came over and they like scoped my place out to make sure I was ready for a dog. So they lied to me and told me I was ready for a dog and then he ate through my couch and through like the closet door.
It's called a puppy. And that's what puppies
piece
do.
Piece of the garage door is missing currently. Okay. He just eats.
If you're going to adopt a puppy,
the wrot iron is gone.
You
off
have
of one
to
of the windows.
Know
he just
that
ripped it off.
They're going to do puppy things.
Yeah.
And you have to train that puppy.
Yes, you do.
You have to be responsible enough to take that dog
and
for a walk.
The time commitment, exactly. It's a big commitment.
It is. You gotta feed it every day. You gotta water it. You gotta do all.
You
this.
Gotta water. What is it? What is it? A rose bush?
You got to.
You gotta water it
you
every day.
You have to do it.
It's a he or a she. There's
you
no it about
they
it.
They won't last
right?
long if you don't water them.
You are dehumanizing this animal.
Wait. It is an animal.
So coming up here in just a little bit, we're gonna ask you to share the information on your social sites. We'll post all of that. A picture of this dog. You can check out the webcams here in a little bit and see them in the studio.
Da-dum.
But let's find homes for these dogs. Because poor Josette, she's fostering like 10 of these bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like she's got 10 of these dogs she's fostering right now. And she needs help. Okay? Got a great story coming up about a dog that got hit by a train 13 times.
Oh my gosh! That is literally the worst. Okay, speaking of... Oh, my gosh.
I feel
no.
like you just set it up wrong.
I also happen to have a great story about the science behind why we want to eat cute babies or puppies.
Oh, you know what? Let's
my
do
wife
that
does
right
that
now.
All the
Can
time.
Can we do that right now?
No.
Oh,
especially with Jay Danger.
Can we do I feel like we need to do that now.
Women freak me out because this is the phrase that I usually hear around a baby. Oh, I just want to eat him. Just want to eat his face. And I'm like, that is so... You would never walk up to a stranger and be like, oh, I just want to eat your face.
Yep.
That's true, yeah.
You would be arrested.
Yeah.
People would be terrified of you, but...
You would be on bath salts.
Women is... You say this all the time, ladies. Oh, look at the baby. I just want to eat him. I just want to eat his toes and his face and his cheeks, and I'm a cannibal. It's weird.
That is really weird that women do that. Every girl does that.
Well, new research has found that there is a psychological reason for wanting to do those things.
What
you
is
know.
It?
It's called... Dimorphous expressionism, it's called, or cute aggression. That's the layman term. Cute aggression. They're conflicting expressions of emotion that actually help us to maintain emotional balance.
She's so,
like,
so cute, I could just eat her.
I love this baby so much, I want to ingest it into my intestines and eat it. And devour it and just let it stew in my stomach acids. Ah!
Gosh, I'm glad you're not a mom.
I say that all the time to Brody.
Oh, Brody.
Just want to ingest you. I just want to get a fork and a knife.
Oh, gosh.
And cut
you up into perfect little pieces and eat you.
All right.
No?
No.
That's not how you say it?
No.
That's not how the expression
Weirdo?
Goes? Just saying.
Hey, Officer Wiggins. Come by.
The study published in Psychological Science states extremely positive experiences and positive appraisals thereof produce intense positive emotions that often generate both positive expressions, e.g. smiles, and expressions normatively reserved for negative emotions, like tears. That's why you like happy cry. I'm crying because I'm so happy.
Let me be happy.
Yeah. So the psychological science developed a definition of dimorphous expressions. Okay. And tested the proposal that their function is to regulate the emotions. That just means your baby is so freaking adorable.
She's so cute.
That our emotions are out of control. That's why when everybody says they want to eat Jay Danger, it just means he is absolutely the cutest baby they've ever seen.
That's a little Jay Danger.
And
right
they
there.
Psychologically can't handle it. They're about to break down, so they do what any normal human being does. They eat another human being. Science! Science, guys. For instance, the emotional expressions people show in response to adorable babies. At the same time, adults are baby talking. What? Oh, baby talking? Oh, I hate baby talking.
Oh, you're so
I used to get, I used to get on Jack
cute.
And Luke if they would do that to Brody. They'd be like, Brody, are you so cute? And I'm like, shut up. Talk normal to him.
So cute.
Because I don't want him to be raised to be all, you know, what if his speech is weird because you talk to him weird? Stop it.
That would never happen.
Talk to him normal, like
she's
a human.
So cute, I could just eat her.
Oh, that's why they can't resist pinching cheeks, squeezing them tight, and wanting to gnaw at them. Just want to eat you. Just want to squeeze you until you can't breathe. What?
I'm glad there's a scientific explanation for this.
Me too.
Yeah.
That was one.
Very interesting.
Dimorphous expressions. Two very different expressions that have the same origin. They're not situation-specific. Rather, they seem to emerge in response to a variety of good feelings. So it's your body trying to restore an equilibrium with your expressions because you're just so overly emotional about how adorable that baby is.
Pretty stinking adorable.
My body can't handle this emotion, so I need to think of something negative like, I don't know, cannibalism. It is.
Is that just the natural human like?
Apparently, that's the counterbalance to cute babies.
Let me see. I'll just resort to cannibalism.
Yeah,
weird.
My wife says this all the time.
Now let me ask you: if your wives do this, my wife says she loves me so much that she wants to climb inside of my body.
I can say with...
Hey, don't ever say that again.
Absolute certainty that my wife has literally never said that to me.
Oh my gosh, Dex.
So then I'm like,
maybe
so
your
you
wife just
wear
loves
me?
You
like,
way more. You I just want to wear you like a skin suit.
Here's the deal. We're going to the gym for that summer bod. She's trying to slim yours down.
Oh, so that you'll fit. So that you won't be baggy on her.
That's praying mantis stuff, man. Your wife's
like,
hero name is Mantis.
The JNCOs days are over.
Oh my God.
I want to wear you, but not like JNCOs.
Hey, Don says the urge to baby talk is actually a breaking down of the phonetics of the words and it's a subliminal teaching urge.
Oh.
Interesting.
Thank you, Don.
Dude, here's how they researched this.
Okay.
They asked subjects to look at and evaluate photos of different babies, some that appeared more, quote, babyish. Like they had bigger eyes, they like freaked out their big old cheeks and just... Participants demonstrated higher expressions of care for the more infantile babies and said they wanted to take care of them and protect them, but they also reported high expressions of aggression in response to those same babies, saying they wanted to pinch their cheeks and eat them and just swallow
She's
them
so
whole
cute.
And have them live inside their stomachs. Apparently, it's the feeling of being overwhelmed by positive emotion that evokes the aggressive responses. Equilibrium, y'all.
Okay.
So the next time somebody walks up to you and says, gosh, I just want to eat you, it just means you're highly attractive and they don't know what to do about it.
Is this real life?
It also means you should probably run the other direction if you're a grown-up and they're a grown-up.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cannibalism is still frowned upon in most cultures. I'm just saying.
Okay. Thank you, Steve-O.
Yeah, thank you for all of that.
Yeah, just, hey, It's okay, guys, if you want to ingest babies or squeeze them till they can't breathe.
And you know,
it just means you're trying to get your emotional balance back in check.
Sometimes it's okay to keep things to yourself.
Yeah.
And hope she goes to jail.
Transforming them into a 25-minute talk about cannibalism and babies.
Seriously.
You weirdo. Gosh, you're weird.
Remember how I said coming up and Dex goes, let's do this right now. And I'm like,
glad we got it over with at this point.
I haven't read the story. I don't even know what we're talking about.
I have a great story we're going to talk about when we come back after the Swarf thing.
Okay.
This rapper has gone viral.
Yes.
He wrote a relatable ode to paying off something, and it's something that a rapper has never done. He may not drive a Maybach, but he did something else.
Well, before we go to break...
Who likes good news?
Yeah.
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, start reading.
A group of firefighters in Michigan responded to a call 2 weeks ago at a house in Clinton Township, just north of Detroit, and found out the family's power had been turned off, even though one of their kids was on a ventilator.
Oh. Oh, no.
It turned out... they were about $1,000 behind on their power bill.
Dang.
They had a medical waiver that should have prevented it from being turned off, but they didn't fill out one of the forms right. So the first firefighters that got the kid to the hospital,
yeah,
they heard about it, and they decided to do something just so above and beyond to make sure that this never happened again.
Nice.
They decided to pay off the $1,000 power bill.
Awesome. Now that's cool.
That's amazing.
35-year-old Ryan McEwen just got his job back last year after he was laid off by the fire department during the recession. But he started a lawn care company in the meantime that has about 1,200 customers now.
Nice. Whoa.
Apparently they're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And when he found out the family couldn't get their electricity back on, he called the power company and paid their $1,000 bill
himself. That's legit.
He tried to do it anonymously and didn't want anyone to know, but then, of course, his boss found out, sent an email to the city, and then the local news got wind of it, and now Ryan went viral, and everybody's judging him because they think that he wants the credit for it, which he doesn't.
Yeah.
He says he doesn't want any praise for it. I just wanted to help. But he hopes the story inspires other people to do something similar. Currently, I owe $5,000 on my power bill.
Hang on. Dex, you're twisting this.
No, yeah,
this is not a story for personal gain.
Oh. Yeah, no, not at all.
Okay.
That's frowned upon.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't do it.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Good stuff.
All right.
Solid.
We're going to take a break.
Speaking of great stuff, there's a Robin Hood in Florida. We got some more Whiskey Tango Florida coming up, and I believe he's doing it for all the right reasons, my friend.
I love it.
You will definitely relate.
Hang out with us.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
The Republican presidential hopefuls debate.
Tornadoes and severe weather raked the East Coast. People were killed in Virginia. Several were hurt.
ISIS threatening Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter's Jack Dorsey online.
Apple files the motion challenging a judge's order to help hack into a terrorist's iPhone.
Rally for a nationwide TV tune-out of the Academy Award ceremony.
SeaWorld admitting it planted a worker in one of the animal rights groups.
Gas rises. AAA's average for regulars close to $1.72 a gallon.
Off the coast of New York City, a Coast Guard vessel flipped.
The number of new claims for unemployment benefits was up by 10,000 last week.
University of Missouri professor suspended after videotaped run-ins with student journalists during protests last year is now fired. Melissa Click has said she regrets her actions.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Hi, Dan out there. Hi, Dan. Here, little fella. Come here, little fella.
Come here, that little doesn't fella. Sound like a little fella.
Little fella.
Sounds like a big dog.
833.
High today of 66 degrees.
Mmm.
I know you want to shame me, it went wrong, you blame me, but I'm just a baby, guarding you bravely. Sneak in, out the gate, you caught up way too late. Mailman took a chance, now he needs new pants. I pee on your scarf and eat my own scarf. Looking at you smug while I drag my butt on the rug. Find things to bark at, pooping on the carpet, humping on the pillowcase, making a weird face, chewed up the duvet. It was ugly anyway.
Josette from Swarf is here, everybody.
Yes.
Oh, God.
That was probably the best introduction ever.
Now,
there's a few people that are going to absolutely love that because I listen to country and they hate that.
Oh, yeah, man. You listen to country?
No.
Yes, you do.
I'm from Lubbock, Texas, bro. I was raised on that. Raised on it.
That was lovely. Thank you, Dex.
Saw Garth Brooks.
There's a YouTube video out there called Dog Shame Blues, and it's a really cool video. You guys should look it up. We'll post it for you. Dog Shame Blues. And every time I would play it on that other show I did, people would always text.
Wait, you used to do another show?
Yeah.
Oh, you only mentioned it like six times every day.
So, Josette, how are you?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you?
I noticed you didn't bring a dog this morning.
Yes.
What is up with that?
Well, there's a little bit of traffic. Actually, Teo enlightened me too on my way here.
So you thought it'd be a good idea not to put the dog in the car?
Well, I was on my way to go get him.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't have made it.
I wouldn't have been here till.
Gotcha.
Who knows when.
Well, then that's okay.
But, there's still stuff to talk about.
There absolutely is. You know, there's a picture, because let's face it, not a lot of people are going to see the dog in the studio. I mean, this is a radio show.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, what a cute dog.
Yeah, that's Willie.
Willie?
Oh.
What's up, Willie?
He can't hear you. It's just a...
He's not listening.
Just a photo.
Willie, what are you doing, buddy? Willie? Willie? Yeah.
What kind of dog is Willie?
Willie?
They just go, don't they? Willie is... Well, you know, who knows, really, with all of them, honestly, but he's a Bernese Mountain Dog...
Come on.
Will you let my friend talk?
Okay. I'll just wait.
Gosh. I'm trying to calm Willie down.
No, take your time. He's a Bernese Mountain Dog / small dog breed. Really, yeah, that's thorough, right?
A Burmese?
Bernese Mountain Dog and possible Dachshund or Basset Hound.
Ooh, nice.
So he's this, you know, shepherd-looking, tiny, miniature little thing. I mean, he weighs about 30 pounds, so he's pretty... I mean, he's medium-sized, but he's got a big bobblehead.
How old did you say he was?
I believe he's one and a half.
One and a half.
Yeah, one and a half.
And how much bigger will he get?
Nah, he's full-grown.
That's amazing!
Yeah. He has short little legs that are, you know, tiny...
Yeah, that's
cute.
If you, because people are always wanting a dog to stay like a puppy.
Yeah.
And this dog is going to, he's a puppy. He looks like a puppy for the rest of his life. It's awesome.
And he's got this super sad looking little face. He's such a liar. He's not unhappy at
all.
What
a liar.
He's such a liar.
I wanted Beans to say a puppy, but he's a cat.
Sure.
Didn't work out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I have a lot of options for you.
No. I can't get rid of Beans right now.
Oh, of course not. Get
not
a dog. They'd be buddies.
You could just open the door and not let them back in. I'm just saying.
We don't do that to anything.
We can't give the attention to a dog that a dog deserves.
Like Steve-O knows a lot about.
He does know a lot about it. His couch knows more about it.
Yeah. So we want to say this again. If you are listening right now and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm totally going to adopt a dog. I'm doing this.
Be ready.
You got to be ready. Got to be responsible.
Yep. I appreciate what you mentioned before about the puppies.
Talk about those things.
Well, when you know, everybody wants a puppy. Puppies go quick. When we have a litter of puppies, everybody swarms in and that's great. You know, I mean, they're lovely. But once you get them home, they pretty much pee and poop all over everything. Mm-hmm. They chew your life up. And they're sweet, but they do all those other things too. So you really have to be ready when you're adopting a puppy, and you have to really have the commitment and the time and the patience and many other things. And we and many other rescues really push for kennel training when you have any dog, puppies or adults. It's important to have them have some sort of... you know, safe place or stability. It gives them somewhere to go. They won't eat your couch.
Because a lot of people think that putting a dog in a crate is cruel.
I'm that guy.
I was also.
I'm that guy.
I was also, honestly, before I had more than one, I thought, well, who would do that and put them in a kennel when you leave and at night? And it's just not. But, you know, my girls, like my little, I have three little girls and they, dogs. dogs. And I tell them, go to your area. And they all run in happy and they, you know, they love it. And
they like that safe place, like you said.
Right. It's comfortable for them and it's not a negative thing. They get treats. And I mean, kennel training is really a really fantastic thing. If you're not already doing it and you're having problems with your dog, look into it.
Yeah, I had I thought it was like cruel putting a dog into a cage. And then I was at my wit's end because Rocket is a puppy, and if you're not ready for a puppy, don't get a puppy. But
yeah, Rocket's safe place is the couch.
That's the dude. It's his favorite place to be. But guess what? A week, what is it, a week later since I got the kennel, doesn't jump on the couch anymore. Like, doesn't even attempt to jump on the couch anymore. Yeah, knows, like, hey, probably shouldn't be up here.
And this is some advice I would like to give to people. When they first get a dog and you don't want them on the furniture, don't ever allow them on the furniture.
Not like, oh, I'm going to allow them up when I'm just here.
Right.
They can't differentiate
They don't understand that.
Right. Yeah. Once you let them up, then they're going to think they can get up all
like
the
time.
Place.
Yeah, like Vader.
Yeah, he's
a little dog, just jumping up.
He doesn't really shed.
On my couch, just on
everywhere.
My couch, on all of it.
Like, boundaries are really important for dogs, and I think about 100 people are going to laugh that I just said that because of my household situation. But
they all have their own boundaries.
Sure, I mean each home
area.
And you know what, Gisette, you're fostering a lot of these dogs, which is different. If you owned all those dogs, then I'd be worried.
Right,
you'd be the first dog lady.
Ooh, you are a dog lady. You're the dog
instead
lady.
Of a cat lady. You're a dog lady.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah. Yeah. When I met Rocket for the first time, I had to go to her house and meet the dog. And I'm like, which one is Rocket? There's 73 of them.
I'm all, let me put the other ones out.
And then there were like 19 cats. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
She's herding them in the back like Gallimimus.
It was amazing, though. It was great. Dude.
P.S. All of that's not true. Just so it's said. I have four of my own dogs, which have all happened over the time of fostering. I'm only fostering three right now, so I have seven.
That's good.
You have seven dogs.
Seven dogs there.
I do.
That's
you weren't
amazing.
Here last time,
I
and I explained that my home can accommodate that. It's
spacious.
One of them is a little partially paralyzed Rottweiler baby. Aww. Yeah, so I'll bring her in soon. I'm just waiting. We've ordered her a wheelchair.
Sweet little dog.
That's awesome.
I love sweet little dogs.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Don't look at this. Don't look at Willie, man.
I already looked at him.
Oh, gosh.
And you know, our...
he's not sad enough.
Our organization, you know, we really keep our intake of dogs, you know, hands-on actual dog rescue is minimal just because we really want to focus on the funding part of our organization. And the more fosters we have, the less likely we are able to help other rescues.
Right.
And we're just small foster base. I mean, really, there's me and Nancy, who's the founder of Swarf, and two or three other people who foster with us.
Do you guys need more foster people?
Guess that's kind of what I was getting at, is not so much because we don't really focus on actual hands-on fostering. We take in cases that other, you know, maybe other rescues can't pull, or like Ellie, the little partially paralyzed baby I just spoke of. We were at an adoption event and somebody just brought her up to me and said, I need help. Her legs no work. And I just thought, okay. And so that's how I ended
up with her. I will help you.
Yeah. I will, like, what do you do? I'm like, I'll take her.
But
so
it's 501c3.
Correct. Yeah.
And so life is hard on the nonprofit. So you don't need more foster families.
Correct.
You really just need funding.
Well, and we are a funding. So really, our base is the thrift store, as I've mentioned before. And, you know, volunteers to come help at the thrift store would be the goal, or
there
donations. We take donations 10 to 4 every day. And the thrift store allows us to fund other rescues. You know, there's a lot of rescues out there locally that are just working their tails off. And
good call.
Hey, that was
also
a good
funny
one.
Dog pun.
Hey, you're welcome.
No, it's terrible.
I know. I'm sorry. So I actually didn't mean to do it, but so they're working their butts off, and we want to help them work hard and do what they're doing so well. I guess, not that because we can't do it, but it allows us to do other things.
Yeah,
you know,
we
sponsor spay and neuter clinics. We sponsor transports from New Mexico up to Colorado or Utah. So we really like to focus on funding more in 2016 than we did in 15.
There you go.
Yeah, right now we actually only have 7 adoptable dogs.
Mm.
So it's minimal, but you know, it's there's so many out there, and other rescues are doing a really good job.
So if you're a local New Mexican and you're interested in dogs, but you don't really have the space or the time for a dog, maybe volunteer at the thrift store.
Well, yeah, and we always say if you can't adopt, you know, volunteer, or if you can't volunteer, donate, and if you can't even do that, just share and help, you know, spread the word about things like this. And
I posted Willie's profile.
Willie.
It's amazing that Willie's only a year and a half, already got his own Tinder profile, so it's great. I posted it to our Facebook page.
Perfect.
Good. Let me talk about dogs for a second, because there's some, you know what, every dog out there is amazing. Okay? Every dog.
Yep.
My mom used to tell me, dogs aren't bad people.
Are you making this up right now as you go?
People are bad dogs.
My mom used to tell me, hold on, let me think of something.
Dogs don't kill people.
No,
that didn't work out either. Okay. I want to talk.
This is not Cujo.
I want to talk real quick about this 14-month-old puppy who is recuperating at home.
Oh, no.
His name is Loki.
Loki?
Loki is
like the
name.
God of mischief?
Yes.
Okay.
Little Loki.
I feel like that's going to be appropriate for the story.
He's 14 months old, and he is recuperating at home, miraculously after being hit by an astounding 13 trains last Wednesday in 13? Idaho. 13 trains.
Like, in a row?
13 trains.
Like train cars? Yeah. Like, it just kept going? Like, when you're counting?
And he's not dead.
According to a GoFundMe page set up by his owners, Loki got out of the family's yard somehow, made his way to some nearby train tracks, was hit by 13 trains, likely only being saved when the conductor on the 13th train noticed him and called for help.
That's terrible. That little dude little is Loki. Solid.
Oh, that's Loki right there. Oh, it's okay, buddy. Come here. I got you. Okay.
I'm never coming in here without a dog again.
Loki lost his tail. Okay, Loki doesn't have a tail anymore.
Oh.
He lost his eye.
Oh, my gosh.
And one of his legs.
Oh. You know, considering he was hit by 13 trains, that's probably not so bad.
How is that even possible?
I don't understand.
They said, we thought for sure we were saying goodbye to our future friend.
Sure.
But sure enough. Never surrender! Little Loki, he's doing fine. He's at home recuperating. He's doing it. Loki, come. It's fine. Let me put the patch on the eye.
So, you know, I can jump in on this and say that's why it's really important to make sure that your dog's safe and in your yard. Mm-hmm. And accidents do happen. Mm-hmm. My friend just had her dog hit by a car last week.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and he had just slipped underneath the gate. And it was really, you know, nobody's fault, but you really have to just really ensure your yard is safe.
That's why you had to come over and inspect my house.
You bet. That's why I don't care if your dishes are clean.
When you came over to inspect his house, did you see that dog in the neighboring yard trying to jump over the
fence? Dude, I seriously wonder when our fence is going to come crashing down. Like, I actually videoed.
What kind of dog is that?
It's like a scary, crazy, giant Rottweiler-looking dog.
And it is
there's no way that Rottweiler could jump that high.
No. Dude.
Big, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have a cinder block wall, and you can hear him run, jump, and he tries to jump up into the corner.
I know, I've seen him.
And he's starting to push on the cinder block, and our wall is going,
your chickens are going to get crushed.
That's what I keep thinking, like, dude, if that wall comes down, it's going to crush our chickens, so we can sue. Yes, and
why
don't
you walk over
anymore
to the neighbor's house? Hello?
Every time you say things like that, I'm like...
Her eyes just like bug out like, hello? I gave this guy a dog.
Hello? Walk over to the neighbor's house.
Talk
tell them what's
him.
Happening.
Yeah, what do I say? Hi,
we know Steve-O's
I'm sorry.
History
we all know,
with his neighbors.
I was just going to say, we all know how well he is with his neighbors.
Yeah, dude, come on. What am I going to say? Hi, I live next door.
And then he'd just smile and walk. Nice to meet you.
Your dog is evil. I think it's possessed. It's trying to tear down my wall to eat my chickens. Could you
maybe he's
not?
Really, really interested and wants to play with them. What? Rocket.
I think he wants the chickens.
To be completely honest, that poor dog is always in the backyard.
I hate that.
I'm sorry. Can I just point out that's probably why he's acting that way?
Right, exactly.
I don't understand.
So that's the thing. It's like, what are they going to do? not have him like chained up in the backyard.
If you're listening right now and you're one of those dog owners that never lets your dog inside the house, you never do anything with your dog. They just sit in the backyard.
Yeah.
That is not okay.
It's a lawn ornament. They're dogs. They're beings.
Exactly.
They feel.
Oh, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
And do note that in the Bernalillo County, it's illegal to chain your dog.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. It's illegal to chain your
dog. Stop chaining your dogs, people.
Don't.
There
are legal ways to tether, but
is that that dog's not chained because he's jumping?
No, he's running around the backyard. He's not really chained, but he always in the back. Always bark. Somebody play with me, help me.
Poor
but then guy. You get near him, he's like, rawr, rawr, and I'm like, oh gosh,
he's not socialized,
right? Yeah. Not at all. So, but that's it. That's why I think we have you in every week, Josette, is because we want people who love and care for animals to take these dogs in to foster or adopt a dog, because gosh, dude, there are way too many people who don't take responsibility for it, that think, oh, this is gonna be easy, this dog's so cute, I'm just seriously gonna take
this dog
home.
Dogs.
Right. And then you don't think about the hard work that comes with it, because they dude, Rocket is destroying my grass right now, but you know what, I love that dog. There's a lot of dog poop you gotta clean up. There's a lot, you know, you gotta pick up after the dog.
You're
there's
making
messes.
It work.
He's a puppy.
Yeah,
he's gonna chew up things, so you gotta make sure you have the proper toys that he can't get through, like those rubber toys we've been getting, like more and more of those. Yes, those. So that he can actually be entertained during that. It's frustrating when you, but people don't think about that. They just want the dog.
And it's fair, because I mean, we're busy and we have jobs and we have life and things we want to go do, or we want to go out in the evenings or whatever. But you know, and I do too, even with my 7 dogs.
Yeah.
Just, but you have to find some sort of balance. I mean,
yeah,
with everything, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
It's good.
Proud.
Willie.
Thank you for that.
Get all the information at our Facebook page, Star88FM.
Yep.
And you can see Willie. You
Willie
can get
is
all
adorable.
The details you need. And then you share that bad boy.
All these boy dogs.
You share
him. He's not going to let me have.
You share him.
Share
okay?
It.
Can
you
I?
Share him.
I also gave you a flyer for our.
Yeah. Yep.
Can we post that also?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So the thrift store is having a our 5th year anniversary party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be awesome. And it's going to be a huge sale. I mean, everything's over $5 is 20% off.
Yep.
Lots of specific items are 50% off, like clothing, books, art, costume, jewelry. There's going to be live music, and we're going to have a huge adoption event. I mean, we're going to have our own dogs there. There's about, I think, 6 or 8 confirmed other rescues who are going to be there, and lots of dogs for adoption.
Cool.
Lots of information, and you should come out. It'll be good, and I expect to see you guys there.
All right, Josette.
Steve-O's already in.
I'm already in. I already went there once, and I was like, oh, I can never come back here, because, one, I know that this stuff all goes to help the rescue fund, and then, secondly, it's all really cool Corrales-style gear, so you're like, I totally need that cowboy chair.
We get awesome donations. We get awesome donations, and we're super, I mean, we're picky at what we keep and sell, and then we resell what we can't sell to bulk.
I have... Never in my life needed a decanter, ever in my life. But I walked in there and I was like, that is the coolest looking, like, 1870s decanter. I could put jelly beans in it and just have it in the living room. Yeah, man. And then just go, like, when people come over, I'll be like, jelly bellies, and I'll pour them into, like, a scotch glass.
When Johnny comes over, I'll be like, put that somewhere high.
Right. It was really cool, and it looked like something wider, totally used.
Well, Josette, thank you for everything you do for all the dogs out there, and you know,
you're
fostering, and thanks for coming in. We'll see you next week.
You betcha.
Okay. No, we won't, because we'll be in Las Cruces.
Oh, that's right.
Unless you want to come to Las Cruces with us, we're broadcasting live in Las Cruces next Friday.
Well,
huh?
Hold on. Why don't you just come in a different day other than?
No, she just got really excited. She was coming to Las Cruces with us.
I was actually thinking, I don't think I can make that work. Actually.
You don't want to come down to Las Cruces for like a 15-minute segment on a morning show?
Oh, geez. Well, so worth it.
Josette, just pick another day next week,
cool.
Other than Friday.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, I'll be in.
All right, we'll see you later.
Thanks.
Messing up the routine. Messing it up low.
Facebook.com/Star88FM.
I know you want to shame me, it went wrong, you blame me, but I'm just a baby, guarding you bravely. Sneak in, out the gate, you caught up way too late. Mailman took a chance, now he needs new pants. I pee on your scarf and eat my own barf. Looking at you smug while I drag my butt on the rug. Find
Willie's
things
great.
To bark at,
Willie.
Rubbing on
I
the
didn't
carpet,
get to meet Willie.
Humping on the pillowcase, okay. Making a weird face. Chewed up the duvet, it was ugly anyway.
Stupid.
Southwest
Animal
American
Rescue
Animal Rescue
Fund.
Activities.
Nope. That's
play the Superman music. play it, Dex.
Let me find it here.
Let me find it. Is not what I was looking
look
for.
Look at that dog, man.
Type it in right here.
Don't go to our Facebook page unless you want to see the cutest dog and just immediately adopt him.
One right here.
You got a keyboard in this thing?
Type that in.
Keyboard!
There we go. Okay. Oh, right. You went. Go back. Go back.
Just click it.
No, it's not there. It's
man!
Not
there. Okay.
Go back. Go back one.
Go back one?
Go back. There it is. Okay. Oh, wrong button.
Here. Turn your country off. There we go. Okay, so, shifting gears quite a bit. Regal Entertainment Group is running some kind of crazy promotion for Batman versus Superman.
Nice.
Okay, this is kind of crazy. I've never heard of this before. You've seen the massive movie marathons, like when Star Wars came out, it was all of the movies, even the prequels. You've had the Marvel marathons when Age of Ultron came out. It was all of the Marvel movies leading up to Age of Ultron. Done the same with Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. All of these giant sagas. Okay, so DC is kicking off their saga. I guess you could kind of call Man of Steel the kickoff, but at the time they weren't sure what was going to happen. So we'll call this the official kickoff of the DC Entertainment Universe. And they're doing that with Batman versus Superman. Dawn of Justice. Yeah, that'll work. That's pretty good. So, they have this thing called the Ultimate Ticket. Ultimate Ticket. It's like, oh, cool. Does that get me into all of the movies?
That's pretty cool. Like,
Man of Steel and Batman Superman?
Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory Golden Ticket?
That's not what this is.
Okay.
This thing is $100, Steve-O. This ticket, $100. But what is it for? It grants you access to the movie in any format, including IMAX and 3D.
That's really cool.
Once each day for the movie's entire theatrical run.
$100, that's it? I spend $100 every time I go to the movie.
Yeah, but how limited is this?
Only 1,000 tickets.
Like in the world, that's it?
I guess so.
That's messed up.
But here's the thing. What if it sucks? Yep. I remember, okay.
That's the thing.
In high school, all right? There was a store in Coronado Mall.
Coronado.
It was the Warner Brothers store. You guys remember when they had like Warner Brothers stores?
Yeah.
It was the Warner Brothers store. And back then it was like $50.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll get the movie poster to Batman and Robin.
Cool.
You get to see it a week early.
Cool.
And a Batman and Robin t-shirt. And I was like, oh, man. The Batman movies. These are my favorite. I can't wait. Bane. He's one of my absolute favorite villains in the universe. I hope they get it right.
Got
no, dude. Not that Batman Bane. And Robin.
It was
Batman
this
Bane. And Robin. Oh. And Uma Thurman was Poison Ivy. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was Mr. Freeze. And I was like,
no, you're cold.
I don't know. Maybe. And then I was the idiot high schooler that was like, I'm doing it. It's Batman and Robin, guys. I bought this $50 ticket so that I could get a movie poster and see it a week early. And I, like, cried because that movie was literally one of the worst films in cinematic history.
Universally panned. Well.
So what happens?
Heaven forbid.
Yeah, heaven forbid because Ben Affleck's in it. What if this movie tanks? Hey, what if it's terrible? It's and you're like, I spent $100 on a ticket to see this movie every day.
It's not gonna be
I don't want to see it a second time.
The thing with me is I think the movie that I've seen the most in the theater, believe it or not, not Jurassic Park, not Jurassic World, not Star Wars, not
Chronicles
not any of the Marvel movies. It was a Rob Schneider movie.
Animal Man.
No, it's the one where he turned into the, it was like a Freaky Friday scenario.
Oh my God. What?
What movie was that?
Yeah, what was that? You watched that how many times?
I went to see that three or four times in the theater. Do you know why?
No.
We were in college.
Please tell me why.
Our original drummer, Trey. He and I loved movies, and that summer sucked for movies. And literally, that was the only movie worth seeing because
well,
it was so fun.
Why not go to the movies? Why did you have to go see that one?
We were in college.
Yeah, that's all there is to do. I worked at a movie theater, so I can't. It's not fair. Like I think of the movies I've seen the most. It's like, well, I worked at the theater,
the
so
hot
I
chick.
Would just like.
It was called The Hot Chick, and it had Rachel McAdams in it.
I didn't even see that once.
Man, it's funny.
Really? Yeah.
Especially in college.
Yeah.
When there are no other options.
Yeah.
You know, that'll really increase the funniness of a movie when there's literally nothing else.
Oh, man. And Rob Schneider is the lead actor in the movie.
I know. It's like, he tried.
I'm a little disappointed in myself because I only saw episode 7 one time in the theater.
I saw it twice.
Yeah.
I saw Chronicles of Riddick 4 times.
Okay.
Did you really? I saw that once. Good one. Back in high school.
Okay. When we come back, will you please share your rap story? I thought that's what you were going to share, and you
didn't. I'm going to. We still have to do our comic reviews today,
too. We will.
Too.
We'll get
to it. Yeah, please.
This rap story is going to be great. I'm going to double check that we can actually play the song. I don't think there's any bad lyrics, but this rapper has done something that is pretty unprecedented.
We'll be back.
Hey, this is Teo from The Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are, number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. Radio@star88.fm.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Electro Turbo Robot, go!
Good morning. Yeah.
Thank you for playing the one I like.
You betcha, buddy. It's
9 o'clock hour now. 908.
High today of 66 degrees.
So you speaking in tongues?
Speaking in drums.
Here's your traffic update.
Don't expect me to be unprepared. Let's see, we want to check on the accident that was going on I-25 North in Jefferson. The highway is open again, but 3 right lanes are blocked, so traffic is still at a crawl, 16 miles per hour if you're 25 north, northbound there close to the Jefferson exit. Also, a lot of road work on Jefferson itself. There's a street widening project happening, as well as on Osuna, right? Or something's going on. It's a lot of stuff happening, guys, so be careful and pay attention to the construction going on around you. Also, if you're a local woman and you're intoxicated and you have a baby in the car, don't drive.
Period, the end.
Period, the end. And we've got an update on that story, but that's your look at traffic.
Brought to you by Solomon's Porch, right here, Calvary campus.
Yes.
Great clovers, coffees, burritos, you know, egg salad sandwiches, salads.
Dude, today they've got that, like, turkey pesto sandwich.
Scrumptious snacks.
Gosh. The turkey pesto is the turkey pesto.
Love it. They have a tomato pesto soup. It's so good. It's so good, guys.
It's also the besto.
So, yeah.
So, update on that story, okay?
Yeah.
This is coming from our friends over at KOAT. The baby left on Interstate 40 this week is out of the hospital, and her mother is in jail. The child's aunt, Nancy, couldn't believe it. She says, I broke down in tears. I was mad, angry, sad, and I'd say justifiably so. Police say her sister-in-law, Georgette V. Hill, may have been drunk when she crashed her SUV on I-40 near Wyoming Boulevard this week. The impact tossed the baby out of the vehicle while still strapped in her car seat, and V. Hill didn't stop.
No.
She just kept on going. The aunt says the little girl honestly could have died, which is very true. Police tracked V. Hill to her apartment. According to court documents, she admitted to drinking vodka before the crash. She says, I knew I was doing wrong. I drank, I did wrong, and she wasn't in the car. The baby and her older sister, who was still in the car, are now with other relatives, and a judge says V. Hill can't see them if she gets out of jail. Her sister-in-law says, I think she needs to work on herself to be able to take care of her kids.
Yeah.
And Target 7, whatever, learned that V. Hill has been arrested several times dating back to 2001 on charges including drunkenness, child abuse, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Man.
She tried to quit drinking, but she just keeps going back to it. And the sister-in-law says she's just worried about her niece and V. Hill's older daughter. She's such a loving baby, like you play with her, and she just smiles all the time, and they deserve better.
Mm. You know, it just you know, you hear a story like this, and your heart just hurts.
Totally.
And then you read the comments that people say about this poor mom, and I'm saying this because I feel really bad for this mom. I mean, she's obviously in a really bad spot in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of us, we get to those places in life, whether it's down the wrong path with drugs
yeah.
or an affair, whatever it is, and we can find ourselves in that black hole. Mm-hmm. And we don't know her situation. We know she definitely has a drinking problem. And it got so bad to where she gets in an accident, her baby gets thrown out of the vehicle, and she continues to just keep going.
Right.
And I saw the interview this morning, them interviewing her, and I got so sad for her because...
Well, it's like we talked about the other day. We always have this habit of separating the good from the bad to make ourselves feel better.
Yeah.
And so, people, when you're going in and commenting on stuff like that, even though this lady totally not doing a good job at being a mom, I think the jury, you know, is... We're good. We've all... That verdict is there. But, like, your comments aren't helping anything. And what are you putting them there for? To make yourself look better or to hopefully convince yourself you're not as bad as that person? Just shut up.
Right.
Yeah. The appropriate response is to pray for her.
Yeah.
But we don't think that even works. So yeah. We just go on Facebook and we're like, blah, 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 I'm better than you.
Right. Or I hope she should burn in hell. Same
dude,
awful
I've seen
things.
Some of, yeah, awful, awful comments.
You know, I hope she never gets to see her kids again. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The hope is that she gets her life together and that she's able to be a mom again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And nobody here is condoning her action by any means.
No.
But also not condoning the actions of people jumping in on the comments and just berating this person doing nothing.
We call them keyboard warriors.
Keyboard warriors.
Keyboard bullies.
Ooh, and today is...
Take a Stand Against Bullying Day.
So I'm taking a stand against you keyboard warriors.
Ooh!
Quit being jerks. You're not better than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, man.
In fact, you're just hiding behind the internet, which is a poor, poor veil to hide behind.
Yeah.
Because I got people that can find your IP address, and then they can find you.
Man. Scared me.
Well, quit bullying me on the internet,
okay,
jerk.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so... Can I tell my rapper story?
Yes, please.
Check this out, guys. A rapper's relatable ode to paying off student loans is actually pretty legit.
Yeah.
This video comes from CNN.com.
So that's when I finished paying
salary. I'm going to rewind it.
The new American dream has been reduced to not having any more debt. So when people see me celebrating being debt free, they're like, he made it.
I finished paying salary.
Let me tell you what I've been through when it come to Sally. She called me at least twice a day. She want our money back.
I think so many people can relate to this song because they owe Sally me. Secondly, I think people can relate to this song because they love the excitement that comes along with getting over a hurdle.
Is it $40,000, $50,000, $60,000?
Those dollar amounts, no one should be taken aback by that. I literally, I'm talking to a doctor. I'm like, how much did you accumulate in student loan debt? $200,000 came out. What? I was given this platform to break stereotypes. I know that I'm a young black man with dreadlocks from New Orleans, Louisiana, but I'm also a college graduate who made great grades, who's a former middle school math teacher. I wanted to break the stereotypes of how people normally spend money and get out of debt. So that's when I finished paying Sally Maybach. Maybach.
I finished paying Sally Maybach. Maybach. I finished paying Sally Maybach.
That's catchy.
Yeah, so check it out. Here's the thing. The article says, those words seem like a pipe dream for millions of Americans buried under student loan.
Yeah.
But this New Orleans rapper D1 turned that dream into a reality by paying off his loans with an advance he received after signing a record deal. So he didn't go out. He didn't buy a new car. He didn't take some giant vacation or buy new jewelry.
He didn't buy a boat?
Nope.
Definitely not,
on a boat. Definitely not on a boat. He says, with this advance, I wanted to break the stereotypes of how people normally spend them, get out of debt.
Yeah.
And now tons of people are like,
love it,
all about this song.
Heck yeah.
They have a picture of a tweet here. It says, Sally Maybach is easily the most relatable song I have ever heard.
It's cool.
Dave
like
Ramsey
it.
Approved. He liked that tweet.
I was just going to say, Dave Ramsey needs to ditch.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if he
so
really.
This guy,
you got
David,
so excited.
His name is D1. That's his rapper name. But David Augustine Jr., former middle school math teacher, says his debt problem started after he graduated from Louisiana State University. Even with a full-time job, he found he couldn't make any headway on his student loans. He says, I've literally been in that place in life where I'm like, do I want to put gas in my car or do I want to eat dinner tonight?
Right.
It's clear he hasn't forgotten that.
in his life. He's giving away digital copies of his song, Sally Maybach, to anyone who signs up for his mailing list. So, free song. Everyone should be able to share the song, and money shouldn't be a distraction. Now that he's paid off his own debt, he stresses financial responsibility to those with college loan bills and says even though it might take you longer than you want, you'll see the light at the end of the tunnel one day.
That's cool.
Now, this is a huge issue, and I was telling Dex earlier, it's awesome. I found a related article, and it's all about millennials, because the jury so far, I keep talking about juries today, the verdict on millennials is lazy, elitist, they feel like everything should be handed
entitled.
To them, entitled. But actually, a new study by the Pew Research Center says that young adults or millennials are keeping American literary culture alive. They like to read. They're vastly superior to the rest of the population.
Really?
Says the science.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It says, contrary to reports that have questioned whether or not millennials read, younger Americans actually read more than their older counterparts. 88% of Americans younger than 30 reported having read a book in the past year, compared with 79% of those older than 30. Raise your hand in this room if you've completed a book, a sizable book,
in my life?
The past year.
Oh.
Good.
Yay.
How many have done two?
define
completed.
Sizable.
And I'm saying completed.
Yeah, exactly.
At so least like 200 to 300 pages long.
You know, thinking about that, Tao, my kids have, they read
do graphic
books
novels
all the no. time.
Yeah?
Yeah, they
well,
read
wait,
in school.
Yeah. I can raise my hand to the second one.
Three.
No, I don't think I can do three.
These things are eating it up.
How about if you read the first chapter of like 12? Does that count? That counts as one book, right?
No. Also, according to Pew Research Center, those over 30, as well as millennials, between the ages of 25 and 29 are more likely to read the news on a daily basis than younger people. Perhaps the report's most remarkable finding, however, is that 62% of Americans under 30 believe that there's a lot of important information that exists outside of the internet, while only 53% of older Americans believe the same.
Hmm. Yeah, if you calculated all the stuff that I've read, you know, every morning, that would be like 20 books a year.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's fascinating that this dude... and
D1 is actually a Christian hip-hop artist.
Is he really?
Yeah, we just got hit up on Facebook.
It's awesome.
Dude, I'm booking him.
Okay.
Wait, I think I have to book him because I'm the music director.
Yeah, so that doesn't count for booking
wars. And I found it.
Yeah.
Is this my first booking war?
No!
Are you going to get in on this?
What is this, like America coming in late?
Interview wars.
No!
Mateo is joining the league.
No, you are not.
We need a judge.
I feel like if I can get this interview, then I should get at least 1 point.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm paying Sally Mae back.
I'll reach out. But anyway, it's just really cool that somebody... just bucking the trend completely, took their advance and paid off their student loans.
Yeah, imagine that.
What an awesome idea.
Who lost the Super Bowl not this last year, not this year, but last year?
It was the Patriots, wasn't it, to Seattle?
Seattle. Who is the running back for Seattle?
Marshawn Lynch.
Did you hear about him? So he... The paychecks that he has gotten from the NFL through his career, he has done nothing but save them.
Mm.
And so he has around $50 million in the bank.
Probably why he's retiring early.
He's lived off of his endorsements.
Wow.
Through his NFL career.
Yeah.
And you don't see that at all.
No, you really don't. People usually, like, let's be completely honest. A lot of us live paycheck to paycheck. And so when your paychecks are $50,000, $70,000, $80,000, $150,000 a paycheck, chances are you're just going to live more lavish because whatever you do with your money now echoes when you are making more and more money. So if you're not a good steward of your money now, don't think that if you win the lottery, you're all of a sudden going to be a good steward of your cash.
Yeah.
It's true.
Man.
When I was making $2.5 million a year at iHeartRadio.
Shut up. Get out.
Whoa, braggart.
Get out. Gosh.
Or was it $3
million? Yeah. Sure. You just blew it all.
$3.2 million.
So much sweet money. Hummer, bro.
It's got to be hard to remember.
I can't even imagine that. That'd be amazing.
To own a Hummer? Get out! No. You are such a bro with Dummy. Your white shades and your tap-out gear and your Hummer. Just leave.
With flames on?
You're not welcome here anymore.
Sweet red flames with on my
Hummer. Gosh. How many pit bulls do you own? With
Five.
Chains.
You know what? If he was going to get a guitar, he'd get a BC.
Which
Mitch.
I really want.
Yeah. A pants out of Maybach.
No. You didn't, though. You
Answer
didn't.
That phone. Answer
phone line,
that phone.
Line right
I want to hear what's happening.
Good morning.
People.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Rude dog.
Hey, rude dog.
So, yeah, man, that astronaut interview was hilarious. But the funny thing is, I turned it on halfway through, and I just thought that was Buck.
Did you? Buck is an older
yeah,
gentleman.
He did kind of sound like Buck, huh?
Yeah. So
that's true.
Anyway, so no Buck today. He dissed you again, or what?
Oh yeah, he was supposed
Friday.
To come in.
I forgot
this
it's
morning.
Friday.
Was he?
Yeah,
I forgot.
He randomly says he'll come in on Fridays, but
yeah. Well, you know what? You should mail him some Geritol so he can drink it up all week, and then he has plenty of energy for Friday.
Ow! Well, speaking of, he may actually, in fact, be on the run coming up. I've got a Whiskey Tango Florida story, and I just have a feeling it may have something to do with Buck.
Whoa!
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And also, I like when he comes in on Friday because then the internet works better because he's not busting the internet with all his emails.
So. Yeah! Good call. That's a good call, Rude Dog.
Yeah. I can always tell. I'm like, man, my internet is so fast, and then I turn the radio on, and there's Buck. So.
Yeah. That's why. That's
all
exactly
right.
Why.
Well, peace out, guys. Have
Later,
a good
buddy.
Day.
See you, Rude Dog. Love that, dude. Rude Dog's the man.
Rude Dog Chew.
He's legit.
Yeah.
If you missed the show this morning, man, we had two great interviews on this morning. We had TJ Storm. He's this great motion capture actor.
Yeah.
We had an astronaut on named Gene Belville.
Gene Wilder.
And,
we had Gene Wilder on.
Yeah, hit the podcast later today. Yeah. It was definitely worth a listen. Mm-hmm. Or YouTube. We have a YouTube channel now.
You got go the YouTubes?
Which, by the way, we got hit up by the web team that was like, hey, guys, remember how we've always had a Star 88 YouTube channel?
Don't listen
What's
to them.
With
what
this
do
brand
they know?
New one that you just started?
What do they know?
We've always had one.
We wanted a morning invasion.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. Sorry.
We weren't familiar
Don't
with
know who
YouTube.
Did that, Daniel. So we're going to talk to the web team after Daniel. Daniel did it.
So,
don't tell me.
Well, we added two new subscribers, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Two more.
Yeah, make us famous, guys.
We're up to 10 now.
Make us famous.
Already got 7 more than the Star 88 one, so it's good.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Share that YouTube page. That'd be awesome.
Sally Maybach.
Oh, man.
A Maybach.
Oh, gosh,
I like that. I'm going to get that for the show.
I love it.
And you know what? I have a great idea.
Hey,
we do an hour where listeners call in that are going through financial struggles.
Uh-huh.
And we can give them financial advice.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly
and
what they want.
When they pay off all their student loans, we can use that as a jingle. So it'd be like, all right, everybody, you paid off $200,000 on your student loans.
You're completely
I'm going to give you a countdown, 3, 2, 1, and then you're going to say,
not doing that.
This is
we're
exactly
debt
what,
free.
That's what Dave Ramsey does.
I'm not
and then
I'm
I'll play
that,
Maybach.
Sure
a Maybach.
No,
copywritten. You're just,
I paid Sally Maybach.
Yeah,
it's Maybach.
Plagiarism.
I'm not doing that because I'm not doing that until I myself am debt free.
Well,
and you should do the same.
Okay.
I did that. I became debt free.
Well, then you
not
can
anymore.
Do the
it
show.
It worked really well for like 8 months until we bought a car.
That's good.
Whoa, what was that?
My Caprude.
Oh, because I got that up.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right, we're going to take a little quick break here. When we come back,
Comics Corner!
Oh my gosh, are you guys seriously going to do? Will you please?
I just want to highlight one thing.
Yeah, I really do. I've got three books that I want to highlight today.
We got to finish out our news for the week.
It's got a Whiskey Tango Florida.
Super fast.
Yeah.
We got some comic stuff.
9:30. It's going off.
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
The Republican presidential hopefuls debate.
Tornadoes and severe weather raked the East Coast. People were killed in Virginia. Several were hurt.
ISIS threatening Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter's Jack Dorsey online.
Apple files the motion challenging a judge's order to help hack into a terrorist's iPhone.
Rally for a nationwide TV tune-out of the Academy Award ceremony.
SeaWorld admitting it planted a worker in one of the animal rights groups.
Gas rises. AAA's average for regulars close to $1.72 a gallon.
Off the coast of New York.
York City, a Coast Guard vessel flipped.
The number of new claims for unemployment benefits was up by 10,000 last week.
University of Missouri professor suspended after videotaped run-ins with student journalists during protests last year is now fired. Melissa Click has said she regrets her actions.
.35. Good morning.
High today of 66 degrees.
Oh boy, oh boy. Friday.
Heck yeah.
It's Friday, guys. All day, you know what I'm saying? All day. All day, every day.
Actually, just once a week.
Okay.
Because it's Friday.
You know what's happening on Sunday?
Heck yeah, man!
Lord, where's your
Oscar? I mean, Akadok, so you getting up there winning an Oscar?
You guys hear that? All that Oscar buzz?
Oh, that's on Sunday?
This is my chance to win an Oscar.
You know, I one shot a whole movie without ever getting out of my car.
If I acted finicky now, I'd win an Oscar.
Oscars are on Sunday.
Yeah, I gathered that from the big video you just shared.
Chrissy? You're pumped, aren't you?
She is so pumped.
She's pumped.
The Oscars, bro.
Come on.
Have you ever seen them Oscars?
She loves award shows. Oh, she loves them.
Let's find out what the Oscars Best Picture nominees are.
The Best Picture nominees. The Big Short.
I love my job.
Bridge of Spies.
We've got a Soviet spy.
Brooklyn.
Still not the same.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Survive.
The Martian.
I'm still alive.
The Revenant.
Nobody move!
Room.
This is our chance.
And Spotlight.
That's why you had the reaction.
There you go.
That was the worst cuts.
That's all we care about.
That's it was literally good. Like, Star Wars, may the force be... This movie, like, what? I'm sorry, what?
That only took me like 2 hours to make this morning,
proud
but whatevs.
Proud.
I buried it in the 9 o'clock hour.
Proud of you.
Oh, buried, huh? So the people listening now don't matter?
Well.
That's a weird way to turn it.
I didn't mean it that way.
Buried in the 9 o'clock hour.
I apologize.
I adore you, 9 o'clockers.
I apologize.
I adore you.
Just saying, sometimes a little earlier on in the show, there's a little more people listening.
On the West Coast, it's still the 8 o'clock hour, so.
The West Coast That's is the true. Best coast.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get into some more of our headlines, and then we got something special for all you nerds out there.
Oh, you crazy nerds.
News!
Why do you laugh at that?
I don't know. Steve will laugh and then I laugh.
I did. It was just a funny voice, man. It was just a good voice, man.
I can't help it. When someone laughs, I laugh.
News!
Stop!
Stupid new trend. Posting photos of your view from the toilet.
Uh-huh.
At this point, it's a given that everyone uses their phone while they're sitting on the toilet. Much to the chagrin of Mitch, our former friend and coworker.
Oh, she's still a friend.
Well, not anymore.
Oh.
Because she doesn't like it when people post from the toilet.
Mm.
So you might as well share that time with the world, right? Apparently there's a new trend where people are sharing photos of their view from the toilet. It's especially popular when you're in a bathroom with a great view, like overlooking a city or the
like
beach, like this guy.
That's a great window in front of his toilet.
But even if it's just you staring straight at a door, hey, why not share that one too?
That's
it's 2016.
Weird,
make
guys.
It happen.
There was I'm sure the app is still there, but there was an app. It was a social network of people that were all on the toilet at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so you could chat with somebody that was somewhere.
Please tell me it was called Potty Talk.
No. Gosh.
Why not?
Yep, no. Potty Talk. That's what it was called.
Or Stalled Out.
Okay.
Come on. You guys are stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, play the Unsolved Mysteries music because we got a couple of conspiracies to talk about.
I love conspiracies.
I know, I do too. You just skimmed right over it. There it is. So, tabloid trash. We call them the hot sheets in the MIB. Did Johnny Depp murder his former business partner?
No!
In 1993, Johnny opened the Viper Room on the Sunset Strip with a business partner named Anthony Fox. In 1999, Fox started suspecting that Johnny was secretly diverting money from the club. So Johnny Depp's made some questionable career choices over the last decade.
Johnny.
Rum Diaries.
Radar Online would like you to believe he's committed a far greater crime than that, though. Murder.
God!
At a hearing in 2003, a judge found that Johnny had breached his fiduciary duties. Fiduciary duties to some degree. Is that a made up word?
Really?
I'm looking this up.
Don't look it up.
Don't do it.
Nope, you guys made me do it.
Okay, no.
You guys did it. Let's see what it is. A fiduciary duty is a legal duty to act solely in another party's interest.
Ow. Still saying it.
I wish you guys weren't liars. But anyway, this guy went missing just before he was scheduled to testify against Depp. His truck was found abandoned 19 days later, 330 miles from where he was last seen.
Johnny totally did it.
His body was never found. His body was never found.
Season two of Making a Murderer.
He just made Black Mass.
You guys seen that?
No. A friend of his named Donna Lynn says, quote, "I believe if he hadn't filed the suit, he would be here today. The timing is so suspicious."
He did it.
... Someone knows what happened to Tony. I can't say what Johnny Depp knows, but when I see him, I wonder.
It was Johnny. Johnny
did
it.
If anything, it was his weird friend Tim Burton.
My name's Johnny Pepperoni, and I know Johnny.
Well, for what it's worth, Johnny Depp settled the case with Fox's daughter, gave her his share of the club, and yes, the Viper Room is where River Phoenix died of a drug overdose in 1993.
True. Yep.
Don't name your club after a snake. In other conspiracy theory news,
you got more?
Is Katy Perry actually JonBenet Ramsey?
Okay, no, this is stupid.
Talk to me. I can get behind this.
This takes the cake for dumbest story.
I can get behind this.
If you don't spend a lot of time in the bowels of the internet, hopefully you don't. You may not have realized this, but apparently there is a group of people who think that JonBenet Ramsey's death was a hoax. And that she's actually alive and well. She's been hiding in plain sight. She's even headlined a Super Bowl halftime show. Yes, these people actually believe that JonBenet Ramsey grew up to become Katy Perry.
Hudson.
I can get behind that.
Can you?
I can support that. Is there pictures to prove it?
No, dude. She was on the same label as Joey and Chrissy back in the day.
JonBenet Ramsey?
No, Katy Hudson. Now Perry.
Look, let's take a look. At
Joey
the,
did the artwork for her first record.
Let's take a look at the evidence, okay?
Let's see the evidence here.
One person says they look identical.
You know, they do.
Their parents look similar, too.
Mm-hmm.
Another says that their eyebrows are like the same.
Yep. I can get down
But
with
when
that.
You compare photos, they might not be as convincing as...
Come on.
These people think. Someone else points out that Katy once said, quote, Katy Perry, "Not that I was one of those stage kids. There was no JonBenet Ramsey inside of me waiting to burst out." Here's the thing.
Gosh.
It's important because the Illuminati always puts out clues hidden in plain sight.
No, that's not. Stop it with your sound effects. They're not helping the situation.
For what it's worth, Katy Perry was born in 1984, JonBenet in 1990, but there could be something to this.
Wait, what?
I can get behind
this. It's called time displacement.
This is... Will you stop it?
Do it now.
The evidence is right there.
The evidence.
Okay.
It's everywhere.
It's like a jury sound effect? Like, where did you get this sound effect?
Studio audience.
Oh,
that's pretty good. Man.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, there's really not a lot to this.
Yeah, there's nothing to it, Dex.
Very flimsy.
Gosh.
Come on now.
Cue the music.
Oh, nerds.
To the idiot mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them because they're really, really cool, and they're really, really ill, and I get them every Wednesday.
I don't remember the words.
What?
Okay. Yes! Comics Corner!
Just do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4!
That's right! Back by popular demand, but mostly just because Dex, the host, said, you know what? I've been asking you guys to do this for weeks. And
I have. It's not... It's
There
it's,
were enough Facebook
it's not
comments
my fault,
and emails from people saying, please bring back Comics Corner that it's here.
It's not my fault, people.
So we've elected to do it on a day that our boss hopefully won't listen.
Friday!
Because he loves it.
Shout out to Astro Zombies Comic Shop, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, for sponsoring or helping us at least with Comics Corner.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a good way to word that.
Notable releases of the week, DC Comics. First of all, dude, Justice League 48, we are two issues away from 50, and the final issue of Geoff Johns' run on the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like they're going out with a bang because, for those who don't know, the DC Universe is about to be rebirthed. They're completely changing the game, mixing it all up. So therefore, we don't super care about DC right now.
Mm-hmm.
However, some great releases in Marvel Comics and what I wanted to focus on anyways. Two comics released this week that were created by not comic book people. As we talk about the mainstream appeal to comic books. Thank you. Drax, character from Guardians of the Galaxy, issue number 4 released this week, and it's a book that I'm reading every single month. I absolutely love it. It is written by CM Punk.
What? Really? The wrestler?
The guy that's supposed to be in the UFC?
Yeah, the former WWE superstar, now turned UFC fighter.
Well, he hasn't even fought yet.
CM Punk is writing a comic book series right now about Drax, the Destroyer, and it's hilarious. It's really witty. The art is fantastic, and I'm freaking out that I care about a comic book just about Drax. So if you liked Batista's portrayal of him, also a WWE superstar, wait a second. That's exactly what this book is like. It's hilarious.
Have you ever read Batista's book?
No, I have not.
Oh my gosh, you have to pick that one up.
Why? I'm
great
sure.
Story.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm serious.
I'm sure.
One of my favorite books of all time.
Of course it is.
Is it called Booktista?
Okay.
Because he missed the boat on that one.
It's a great book. I recommend it.
Also notable release this week, as a huge X-Men fan growing up, and still to this day, ginormous X-Men fan, a miniseries released, issue number 1 this week. It's called X-Men, Worst X-Man Ever. It's a 5-issue miniseries about this kid named Bailey who just found out he's a mutant. And of course, you know, he wants to do something cool about it. So it's like, I'm going to go to Professor X's school for the gifted children, and I'm going to become an X-Man. Except he's quite possibly the worst X-Man ever in history, and it's this amazing comical take on what it would be like if you woke up one day with mutant abilities in this world where the X-Men exist and you want to be part of it, but you just suck.
Yeah.
Like you're just this little ginger kid that, and
what?
It's hilarious. Side note. Written by the lead singer of Say Anything, Max Bemis.
Married to one of the Isley girls.
Yeah, married one of the girls in Isley. And so he's writing his first Marvel miniseries, teaming up with Michael Walsh, who is the artist who did Secret Avengers, Hank Johnson. And seriously, it's just, I'm drawn to comedy. It's one of those hilarious, like, what life would really be like if you woke up one day with mutant abilities.
Totes.
And, you want to become an X-Men, obviously. And how it would probably actually go in real life. So, set in the X-Men universe.
I started writing a comic book at one point in my life.
Here we
you know
did?
What it was called?
Huh.
Special Forces.
Why didn't you call it Dexterity?
Ooh. Yeah.
They were kids with special abilities. That's all I'm going to say.
Can't imagine that.
Wait. They were kids with special abilities and you called them Special Forces?
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
You're not even touching
that one.
Thin ice, bud.
Yeah,
I didn't say anything else, did I?
I am moving right along to my dear friend Teo. Teo, what you got this week?
Okay, so the comic that I just wanted to point out is Amazing Spider-Man number 8. It didn't come out this week. It came out last week, but I was traveling, so I didn't get to get it until this week. I disagree with the review. There's a website called IGN.com. They review all the comics, whatever. We're trying to copy them. It doesn't quite work out.
No, we're better than them. They don't even know that Cable was created by Rob Liefeld in their last video blog. And I was like, you guys are fired because you're not true nerds.
Anyway, they gave it an okay rating. They say that it's got snazzy action sequences, but the conflict lacks urgency, lack of closure for Miss Negative, and there's dim coloring. I don't really care about the coloring, but the other two points I totally disagree with, because it wrapped up the thing, and it even brought to light a really, really big issue. Two of the characters are turned, they're heroes, they're called Cloak and Dagger, they're turned by this dude named Mr. Negative, whose power, check this out, he can touch you, and when he does, it totally, like, he can control you. Oh. He can control you, and you tell the truth. It's called the Shade. Ooh. And so it's like this ultimate truth serum, and you end up confessing, like, all your worst secrets.
Oh, wow.
So his plan is to do this to this big-time guy in Shanghai, who's trying to put forth this huge environmental protection initiative. But this dude has a shady past. He's a former gang leader. He's kind of like Shanghai's version of the Kingpin.
Ooh, okay.
And so Mr. Negative apparently had a bad run-in with him in the past. And so he's trying to bust this guy out. So all this happens, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to ruin it because, again, I thought it was a great issue. But at one point, you learn that Parker Industries, Peter Parker's in charge of it now.
He's a grown-up now. He's the CEO of a company.
He's kind
of
like Iron Man, but it's Peter.
But it's Spider-Man, yeah. So it's cool.
Yeah. So he's there's a mole in the operation.
Dun, dun, dun.
That we find out is working for Mr. Negative.
Okay.
And it turns
Don't
out to
you
be...
ruin it.
Somebody very important to Peter.
Okay.
Turns out to be very important to him.
Wow.
And he can't believe it. But the reasoning behind the person doing this mole work is her grandmother or her mom or something is in the hospital with cancer about to die. And so she got offered all this money to do this. And then Spider-Man at one point says this line. He says, love is the motivation. Love is the, it will make you do anything.
And we've seen that so many times. Right. We've seen that, whether it was Breaking Bad or Dexter. There's so many stories where it's the villain, and yet they want to humanize it and go, hey.
Yeah.
Because we all make stupid mistakes.
We do make stupid mistakes. And the cool thing about it was, at the end of the issue, I'm not going to ruin any of the intricacies of it in case anybody wants to read it. But Peter gives this person a second chance because he's like, hey. Here's the thing. We've all done really stupid stuff in the name of love. Yeah. Yours just involved trying to kill Spider-Man. And
you just tried to murder someone.
Trying to, you know, whatever. He was like, but the bigger lesson here is I recognize why you were doing that, and it would be better if I gave you another chance.
Wow.
So I just thought that was kind of redemptive and cool.
Yeah.
And it made me disagree with the review here, because I thought it was a pretty good.
That's because you have a soul
tie-up.
And usually when looking at comics or any art form like that, people look at it from their vantage point, their perspective. And I have been disagreeing more and more and more with a lot of the comic book reviews that come out because they're just
And I kind of get one
too
thing,
technical and nerdy.
Because who the mole is, IGN's kind of like, how would Peter just blow that off? Like, why would he just be like, oh, here's another chance? So I kind of get what they're saying. But honestly, like, if we did that for people, not necessarily ones trying to murder us, but, you know, in a realistic world, like, if we gave people grace and second chances more often,
it'd
probably be way more effective than being in a comment
section somebody off
on Facebook talking about how awful that person is, trying to make yourself feel better about who you are.
Speaking of epidemics and people turning heel, Peyton Reed this morning, actually a couple days ago, turned heel when he broke the news on the new Ant-Man and the Wasp film. Deadpool, obviously, it R-rated film. We're not recommending it to anyone, but everyone, but no one. And Peyton Reed, a couple days ago, I don't know if you saw this, tweeted out, because of the popularity of Deadpool being an R-rated film, it seems like there's going to be a slew of R-rated films now, superhero films.
Yeah.
Peyton Reed broke the news. He said, breaking news, Ant-Man and the Wasp is going full NC-17. Confirmed.
No.
Obviously, he's mocking because it's always ridiculous when people go, dude, this one movie, this one idea had success. But how often do we do that in the music industry where it's like one band has some success and then literally everyone in the Christian industry goes, oh my gosh, Mumford, right? We need more banjos!
Yeah.
So it's just one of those reminders that we are all each uniquely crafted and gifted with different abilities from our creator.
It's true.
Don't need to rip off anybody else. You are uniquely made. And
you
do
are.
Your own thing, yo.
Do your own thing.
Nobody wants to see Ant-Man and the Wasp in
NC-17. Yeah, that'd be kind of weird.
Don't worry, that's not real. That's not going to happen.
I don't think Marvel's going to do much of that.
I would love to give the response that James Gunn said, but I can't because we're...
Yeah, I saw that. I think Marvel's version of that is the Netflix series.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's kind of where they take their darker
characters.
Couple
weeks away from Daredevil season 2. Ah!
All right, guys. All right, you're out of time.
We're out of time. Out of nerd time.
Good.
the last 5 minutes, I completely did not hear a word
you
guys
said. I saw you check out. It was, what a jerk.
Remember how this was your stupid idea and you were like, oh, man.
You said you were going to share like two little headlines and it turned into like 30 minutes later.
30 minutes? 30 minutes? That was four minutes.
Look, we're out of time. We have no show left.
Maybe we do this. Maybe we only do Comics Corner every once in a while.
Maybe we only do Comics Corner when Dex isn't around. Can we get rid of him?
I'm always around.
Days?
How about you guys just do your podcast idea?
Guys, there are so many people that want Comics Corner back and Facebook.
Stop talking about it!
And emails. You guys have to do this. And Matt and I were the two that said, I don't know,
bro. Yeah, but then you really start nerding out, and it's like the whole population out there, except for maybe, I don't know, 10 of you are like, okay.
Twitter poll!
I don't understand.
Twitter poll right now. @Star88FM.
Get the Geek Squad together.
@Star88FM.
Nerd Herd, get together.
Should Comics Corner make a return?
Hey, you know what?
Twitter
I have
poll.
To sit here and listen to all your fighting crap.
I'm just saying.
Nerd Herd. Okay.
And I have to sit here and listen to all Steve-O's sports crap.
Nerd.
So you guys can deal with what I like.
Hey, guys, we got to get together and tweet out that there's a poll up that Steve-O just put out.
I'm trying to remember who I went and saw Deadpool with at the movie theater. Oh, wait, it was you. Oh, shut up.
It doesn't make me a comic book nerd.
Oh, man.
No, it doesn't. And you've shown your stripes.
I love Marvel movies. I love the Avengers.
Weird.
I love
Spider-Man. So you cannot be a
DC.
Comic book nerd
I love
and still
Green
love
Arrow.
Comic stuff.
I love The Flash.
That's interesting.
But you guys go into this nerd talk that nobody knows anything about.
Oh, man.
Like, you guys dive way
Twitter,
deep in.
@Star88FM.
I mean, like, you guys
Twitter
jump in
right
so
now.
Deep into the comic world that nobody else
just
except
so
for
deep.
Five nerds out there
so
understand
deep.
It.
So deep. Max Bemis from Say Anything writing a comic book. I totally didn't mention that this latest issue of Batman Superman, the cover, was drawn by Chris Daughtry.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
No, it's not.
American
it was
Idol
like,
Chris Daughtry?
Yes, dude. They're like, hey, I'm Chris Daughtry. He drew the new cover for Batman versus Superman, the comic book. Or Batman and Superman is what it's called.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyways. I don't like you anymore.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You bailed on me on the gym yesterday. This was your stupid idea. You tried to get out of it. Your astronaut bit failed, so you had my friend lie to me and pretend to be somebody he's not. This show has proven you are a conniving villain in this comic book story known as The Morning Invasion. Yeah,
dang.
I mean, I just got to be
heavy.
Real. I got to be real. Cliffhanger, it's the end of the week. We just found out Dex is the villain on The Morning Invasion. What's going to happen on Monday?
Sandwiches.
Phone lines, by the way, they were jammed the whole time.
Were they really?
There's one person
jammed.
Calling.
Just jammed.
Good morning. Take us out of here, please. Hello?
Hello. Dex?
Hey, buddy.
You can go home.
Yes!
Whoa! Here's the nerd herd. The nerd herd's coming to Steve-O's defense.
Just saying.
I want to hear about comics.
Yeah, man.
Of course you do.
Too late. We're out of time.
I'm
gonna, Dex went on a rant.
Comics too.
Here's
Dex
the
went on a rant
comic
about
books.
His idea.
I'm waiting for issue number 5 from Galactus Starfighter to come out. How about you?
Galactus Starfighter?
Issue number 5.0. Okay? Okay, check it out.
He hung up. Look, you're losing our listeners.
Good morning.
Final
morning,
call.
Boys.
Morning.
Actually, it's Dex. It's Corcoran.
It's what?
What?
Corcoran.
That's expression?
What?
That's comic book name, Corcoran.
That is my comic book name, Torquench. Thank you,
Torquench.
You know?
Ridiculous.
I don't even...
All right, guys. Go to our Twitter, @Star88FM. You can vote in the poll, should The Morning Invasion bring back Comics Corner. We're going to decide by what you vote.
By the Twitter poll.
Okie dokie.
Great show today.
If you missed any of it, hit
good
our
job,
podcast.
Good job, Kale. I'm glad we're still friends.
Oh, boy.